in grocery stores now. The all-new Flintstones Vitamins with Viagra.
Wilma, sweetheart.
Mmm. Oh, Fred. Oh, oh.
Because who doesn't need a bunch of horny little kids running around?
Mmm. Oh, oh.
Yabba dabba doo.
Fred, how did you do that?
Oh, oh.
Oh, that's a good one, Wilma.
Oh, oh.
There's something wrong with you, Fred.
The bed rocks in bedrock.
Wilma.
Oh, honestly, not again. Oh, oh no, you're not.
Sweetheart.
Just imagine your kids getting jiggy with the pets.
Mom, Johnny's herping the dog. Whoa, Mom. Spanky's tight.
Flintstones Vitamins with Viagra. In Howard Stern grocery stores everywhere. May be harmful if swallowed.
Well, all his attention is very nice, but I've got to fix lunch.
Sound system ready? Toll-free line operational?
We've got to dial.
Projectile vomit, man. Bucket on standby.
Please hold. Please continue to hold.
Please continue to hold while Sam gets the next fucking promo.
Continue to hold.
Well, once again, another fucking shitty week. Monday really sucked. I got to work. My boss told me that I didn't get everything done from last.
Mr. Kennedy, the reports from last week still aren't done. What were you doing?
Tuesday, on me again. Got a fucking parking ticket.
Sir, do you realize that you were doing 120 in a school zone? They get you to please exit the vehicle.
Wednesday's hump day. That means I get fucked in the ass.
You want that raise or not?
Thursday, all I can think about is tomorrow's Friday. And on Friday, they tell me I gotta come in on the weekend.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get you to come in on the weekend there, Sean.
Saturday, I show up to work. Nobody wants to even be here. They forgot that I was supposed to even show up. Jesus Christ, I can't even wait for Sunday night. Sunday night's all I live for. I hate this fucking place.
What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Samarian and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Time for 2 hours of
contrarian insanity.
If you like what you're hearing, email me at info@rantradio.com or ICQ me at 51-5558 to be reminded of the show every week. Come on in and chat with the regulars on the Dialnet servers and the Rant Radio channel, or give us a call on our toll-free line. And now for the show you've waited 16-22 hours to listen to, it's What the Hell!
And we're really on this time.
And we're really on, and we're all over the fucking place. We're throwing shit at the walls.
Oh, my God. It's a mess.
It's fucking insane in here. Oh, my God. We got Twizzlers and Dr. Pepper and...
all over the room.
Crack.
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 Files of crack.
Large glass dicks we're all sucking on right here. Charge it up. We're doing the... but no, you don't suck on a...
Fork.
That's a statue, you moron!
Fork thinks we should make some spray paint template for K. Like a big K.
And, we'll drive around.
He's going to spray paint it on his high school, he says.
Oh, well, I think you should do that. I definitely think you should. And as a matter of fact, there's a big fucking newsflash.
How to beautify your neighborhood.
How to beautify your neighborhood. Or yourself. Ronan Sariet, it's not confirmed yet, but Ronan Sariet is thinking of getting a tattoo of the Ronan symbol on his body.
Wow.
Kidding.
Wow. Who will be the first?
Who will be the first to tattoo a logo for real, eh? How fucking mental is that? But bear in mind, that said too, I mean, Henry Rollins had a good point about tattoos. You know, people always walk up to you and they always say, you know, oh, where'd you get that tattoo and why'd you get the skull with the shovel sticking out of its face? Why did you get that tattoo? And, well, quite honestly, I mean, you can tell those people just fuck off, because there's absolutely no reason why anyone should know why the fuck you beautified your body your way, because it's a little bit personal. It's like, oh, hey, it's like walking up to that, what are you going to scar here for?
It's not like it's a mistake. Oops, how'd that get there?
Jesus Christ, I got a tattoo.
Going to the tattoo needle again.
Over and over.
Damn it.
Where'd that come from?
Fuck.
You know, you wake up the next morning and what the hell's going on?
What the hell?
You know, you can actually get accidental tattoos, but that usually involves memory loss and having a really good time. Probably too good a time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been on
a bit of alcohol.
I've been on some 5 and 6 day fucking benders, and I've
thought about it.
I've never gotten like a
never crossed your mind.
Well, I partied in a gay bar.
I get a tattoo.
Queens, but I never got a tattoo. Never got my dick sucked. I never sucked any dick, but you know, I never got a tattoo. Yeah. Is it gay?
Did you miss
if
out?
You let some guy suck your dick? That's the all-knowing question. Depends let's get you're... right to the chase. You know, let's skip all
depends,
the shit.
Depends what you're thinking of, I think.
No, I don't think so. Well, if a guy sucks your dick...
One school of thought is you're only gay if you receive.
Right. So if a guy sucks your dick, then
he's
the guy's...
receiving.
So he's the guy who's
receiving.
Gay.
Yeah.
He's the gay guy.
Yes.
Do we have any gay people in the IRC? Can we have a ruling on this, please?
Survey says,
really
technical.
Do we have any gay people
here
in the IRC?
I don't know if we have any gay people.
We have no
it's
gay
hard
people?
To tell,
it's hard
really.
To tell. Yeah, all gay people.
By their name.
Please identify yourselves.
They put a little rainbow at the front IRC. Instead of a plus.
I see that all the time. You know, these rainbow fucking stickers and shit on everything. And I catch, I'm not a homophobe, but I catch myself. I speed up to see, you know, oh, it's a gay person.
He looks like everyone else.
And he looks like... No, they don't. They don't. Usually they don't. The ones who put the stickers on, I think it's all cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm totally not a homophobe. But, I mean, the gay pride parades just
insert
really...
Insert disclaimer here.
No,
I'm not a homophobe, okay. But...
I'm not a homophobe, but, you know...
Not a racist, but...
I'm not very gay, but you're a very attractive man. But in all honesty, like, why do they have, like, the gay pride parades? You know, like I don't march down the street going, I don't fuck, you know, other men, you know, I
love women.
I love going down on my wife. I love going down, you know, like you don't catch the straight people doing that shit, but, you know, gay people do that shit all the time. You know, I'm wondering why that is. Oh, it's cool. You know, it just seems sort of weird, though. But mind you, they're fun. You ever see gay parades? They're fucking neat.
They dress up and
they dress
all
up or
that
they dress
and
down, depending, and they, like, run around. I think they should have fetish day, you know?
Party like hell.
Ophie Dophie says he's gay.
Who?
Ophie Dophie.
Ophie Dophie says he's gay?
I don't know if he is, but...
Ophie Dophie, so what's a ruling there? If like, you know, if I'm a straight guy, and I have a guy suck my dick, does
he has
that
a weak
make,
moment.
Is that... Not a weak moment, maybe you just want to get your dick sucked. Does that make you gay? I'm just curious here. What are we getting in the IRC back on that? Probably nothing.
Oh, this is like 30-second delay.
Consult the manual, please.
Yeah, where's my gay manual? It's here somewhere. So we got an interview tonight.
We got an interview. Speaking, and this is perfect. I hope the guy's listening.
Oh, my God. Okay, here it is. Here's the webpage. Go
you
study.
Gotta go check this webpage out.
Go study it, because...
This...
Throw some questions on the IRC when we're...
You guys in a treat tonight, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe we actually landed this guy.
This guy.
Fully loopy.
Fully on the loopage. Speaking of... And we should ask him that question. You know, what if you're not...
So if you sit around...
And one man sucks another man's cock. What it is this guy... Here's a guy.
Ask him the question from 7.
Which one's that?
So you're in the back of the 7-Eleven, you're jerking off in your own feces. So do you say to yourself, wow, am I fucking insane?
Do you know you're crazy? Do you fat catch yourself jerking off in your own feces, reading Guns and Ammo, and you go, holy shit, am I fucked? you know? Like, I just wonder, what, do we get a callback? A comment on that? Does that make you gay?
Really missed.
Nobody knows.
See on the big
screen.
Nobody
knows.
Street Preacher says, I'm pretty sure that makes you gay.
Oh.
I'd say, well, missed opportunities for us and
yeah, you know,
all
a
that.
Of course, I never look at a man and go, God, you know, I'd really like him to suck my dick.
He's got full lips.
He's got full lips. He's got those kind of... You know, Kaiser's head kind of lips going on. Spork. Anyway, back to this guy's webpage. Speaking of sporking, this guy here...
No, wait for the interview. Then you can put them in the IRC. Otherwise, I'll just forget them. They'll be 5 pages away.
Sim is
that's
a vegan.
At 9:30.
Sim is a vegan, so
and?
His short-term memory loss is
shut
really,
up.
Really... It's really big. So you get
welcome
you,
to what the hell.
wait
6 days and 22 hours to listen to.
But in all honesty, yeah, wait for the interview. Anyway, this fucking guy says.
We can
that,
you pause.
What?
We go around the room.
What they're waiting for? What I'm going to say.
Okay, finish it. Is
all right,
it short?
Fine. No, we'll go around your room.
Okay, we're going to stand
won't
up.
Take long.
Up right, to the camera. Up to the camera.
Thank you. You're laughing. You're fired.
You're fired. No laughing.
No
this
laughing.
Is a serious.
No composure. No
fucking camera.
This is a serious commentary show.
200% sex eye projectile vomit.
Sex eye.
Sex eye. Multiple sexy.
Would you let him give you head?
I would. Ball cap on. He looks like Cancer Boy. Every day is precious. Okay. And then we have DJ Psycho.
No, DJ Psycho. No, who's that?
Bad.
Bad.
Sorry, unnerved. Nomad unnerved?
Yeah.
Nomad Unnerved.
Nomad Unnerved in the house.
So the question is, do I have to change all the past shows to reflect that he was not?
No.
It's not DJ Psycho anymore?
He changed his name. He punishes.
Okay.
Punish for you.
Don't worry about it.
It's okay. I'm really anal about these things, actually.
And then there's me, yours truly, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Sean,
I have to get up
Kennedy.
The fucking camera now.
Cult leader.
I'm not the fucking leader. What with the leader shit?
Everyone, follow the leader. Yeah. Do what he says.
He's not leader.
Say what
he
says.
First among equals.
You're now only allowed to speak in the words that he has spoken.
Or yeah, you are.
Quote, only him.
It'll be like David Koresh will say, you can only eat popcorn today. And all the cult leaders are like,
chomp,
fuck you,
chomp,
Sean,
chomp.
We're leaving. I know my limitations as a cult leader. Give
you
me money. Fuck you, Sean. Okay, then.
Okay, then.
I'm still the leader.
You
can only eat popcorn. Fuck you, Sean. Okay, then.
Okay.
Because, you know. Everyone in cult is too fucking stupid, so I have to stay on the straight and narrow. Otherwise, and then there's Sumerian looking very cool. Look at him. Oh, I let him suck my dick. Again. But, so, I'm so
not
mean.
Again.
We're just mean tonight. We're mean tonight. I'm sorry, Sam.
Not really being mean.
I'm sorry, Sam. I won't be mean anymore.
For what?
Not
for the
you.
First time? You better apologize.
For the first time ever I saw your face. Well, back to this guy.
This
fucking
guy.
And the website. Is the website in there? Do they know what website it is?
Oh, I posted it twice. They can pass it around.
Anyway, this guy thinks that jerking off is like a total sin. So much so that he's developed a harness that you can wear so that you can't jerk off, but you can go to the bathroom and shit. And you can wear it for like years. And then he wants to sell it to like high schools and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he has like the 10 steps to stop your kids from jerking off. Little things like regulating time in the bathroom. Not only does it stop them from jerking off, but it prepares them for a career in the workforce. Projectile Mama Man is looking at me with horror on his face. I'm totally serious. He also advocates removing your child's bedroom door. Like, this guy's
and
for real.
And surgery.
What?
For women.
Oh, yeah, removing the clitoris.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because you don't need the clitoris.
You don't. It's pleasurable. You don't. That's not what it's for.
I'm like, what?
Oh, so, yeah. He's going, oh, tribes in Africa do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's common. So the thing is, and they're really good. They're on the up and up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't use anesthetic or, you know, sanitary.
Yeah, they have a stone knife and shit that they do. But the thing that fucks me around is that this son of a bitch is calling tonight. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Do you not think we're going to rip your head off? Of course, he could be listening.
He could be. Please call.
Please call. Please call. We're going to give you your chance.
Be strong. Defend your side.
You know, God's on your side because nobody else is. You know, I'm just kind of curious as to where...
Are we going to ask him the ultimate question?
Which is what?
Have you ever masturbated?
No, I'm going to ask him the ultimate question, like, do you smoke crack? You know, like, what exactly is fucking wrong with you? You've never jerked off my ass.
Right.
Fucking everybody jerked off. If you don't jerk off, and we're going to start mail bombing this guy with porn.
Aren't policemen...
And eventually he won't be able to handle it anymore. He'll just go, oh, God, I'm touching myself.
Aren't policemen sprayed with, like, pepper spray so they know what they have to, what their enemies are facing?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So doesn't this guy have to masturbate to know what he's dealing with?
We should.
Know thy enemy?
We should lock him in a room.
It's called a field study.
We should lock him in a room with, like, Sylvia Saint or one of... Sylvia Saint's too nice. We need one of the nasty porn stars, like, Nikki Dial. She's a fucking crazy bitch. And we'll lock him in there with her, and she'll fuck this guy senseless. You know, she'll chew through that goddamn harness. You know, ballistic Kevlar. Fuck you. Ah! You got Nikki Dial teeth just tearing the shit out of it. It'll be fucking great. It'll just like, you know, I'm a sinner. Yeah, you're a sinner, you fucking loser.
Repent, repent.
Pang. Big fucking shovel hit.
Have you ever masturbated to a picture of Jesus?
Whoa! There's a good one.
That's a good question.
Write that one down.
From Emperor Chang.
Emperor Chang. Emperor Chang. Trust but, Emperor Chang.
Oh, yeah. We got to do this in the IRC.
Yet another quotable phase.
It's great. Have you ever... Well, put pictures of Jesus up on the wall. You can fuck the cards of cops. $20 a hit to fuck her.
So, in the IRC, we have the IRC cop, Mr. Echo, defending online people. Got the cult bot, which is watching over everyone as well.
Which was telling me to fuck off earlier, so I chased into a junkyard with A-Park and we kicked the shit out of it.
Decker Integrate just left.
No, Integrity.
Integrity.
Yeah,
oh,
Decker
it's all,
Integrity.
Oh, okay. Asmodea, Emperor Chang, Flesh Tripper Rooster, The Gargoyles, A-Park. Oh my god, these are so long I can't see the names anymore. Atom.
Gargoyle Adam.
Gargoyle Adam, Gargoyle Josh K. Josh?
Josh K.
Josh K. Nomad 316, Nomad Buck X, Nomad Romulus, Nomad Street Preacher, the Prophet.
Street Preacher's fucking great. He's the guy I Street Preacher rocks, man. I read that guy's questionnaire, and that guy's just the bomb.
He's got a good sense of humor, huh?
Oh, he's the guy who said, I'm not an electric chair kind of guy. I'm an electric bleachers kind of a guy. And I'm like, my brother! The guy's awesome. The guy kills me.
Prophets, Nixter, Fork, Kala, and Kala, Kayla, something.
Caleb.
It's so long. Get rid of the space underlines in your name. I can get one more letter. Caleb, Prophet Smokehouse, Zerstor, Ronan Burns.
Ronan Burns.
We got Kendra.
Kendra.
Can Radio is in the house, who we're teaming up with next week for the big big Canada Day thing.
Oh, and great. Now we're talking about jerking off and Nikki Dow giving, you know, vicious Christians blowjobs.
He's all good.
Is he all good?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably, Nikki Dow's probably over there right now.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Down under the computer desk.
God knows Nikki Dow loves computers.
Farbowl, Flavor BC, Format RR, Gonzo, Marvy, Matt the Rat, Ofi Dofi, Forensic, Prophet Diener, Rev Brian, and Doctor just left. So,
and Format RR, I believe, is also a cult member, so he should have his title on there.
He should, and then he would get
a voice. He would
get a voice, and you'd be put at the top there, and Shelby just joined too. So there we go.
Which totally cracks me up.
Look at all those people.
I jumped on the MIRC as Sean Kay, and I don't even get a voice.
No, he gets nothing.
And I'm the guy who started this fucking thing. God damn it. Of course, bear in mind.
God damn it. Fuck you, hippie.
Webcam down. There's only three people.
You, hippie. Screw you, hippie.
Three people allowed on the webcam, so too bad. Three people are watching, and until I get
you're missing all the sexy action.
Until I get, like, some sort of webcam program that I can send to a server and blah, blah, blah. We're
Deckers.
Only having three.
Listen up, up, up. It is time to find. Sim, hey, what? Prep, ram, cam, program, ram, ram. So you must go out, and seek one. Do not return without one. Find them, and bring back their head.
So,
happen to come across.
That's some cheap special fake. Don't touch it. I'm on.
Oh.
This is a normal phone call. One, two. Maybe he's early.
Put him on.
Z, are we ready to go?
Yeah, we are.
Hi, you're on What the Hell? Who's this?
This is Lieutenant Major Zombie. Oh.
No!
Say something really important.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I don't know.
It's way too early.
Hey.
Way too early. Bye-bye. We have an interview in 10 minutes. Don't phone back.
Hang up on me, no.
Oh. What happened?
Oh.
We lost him.
Zombie, don't be pissed. We're expecting a fucking phone call from this guy.
This is not the time. I don't know what...
Like...
Never mind. It's Zombie. End of...
Zombie slapped that guy. Hey, SPV, ma'am, can you grab me a glass of Dr. Pepper? Thanks, Jude.
Or a can.
What's that?
Don't you have a glass already, or you just been grabbing
cans? I drank my fucking can.
What are you regulating?
The
new cans have been in my car today for like 2 hours.
So they're piping hot Dr. Pepper.
You just might want to wait a little bit.
Yeah, tasty hot Dr. Pepper. Boiling goodness.
Boiling goodness. You'll notice that the show's a little bit more intense tonight.
Is it? Why?
Well, should we tell them? Should we tell them why?
Should we now?
Do it. What the fuck?
Okay. Next, actually, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow at...
Noon.
Noon.
Not at 3, like I said.
Not 3. It's 3 Eastern Standard Time.
But at noon.
We're, Sean and I are being interviewed by a more prestigious magazine.
You may have heard of this one.
Maybe. It's called Wired.
Yeah, Wired.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Wired.
I can't remember. I can't keep them straight.
Yeah, WIRED.
You might find it in local bookstores.
You could have a copy of it in your bathroom.
You might.
You might. In fact, it's the one with all the ads.
40 pages.
40 pages before the table of contents.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. So we have an interview in Wired.
Yep. So some people are going to give me a call at work and. We'll give them the goods. We'll give them the lowdown. What's happening with Rant Radio and the cult and how big this whole thing's getting and all the people have made good contributions and all that.
Absolutely.
All good stuff.
And we know who you are.
And you know.
And you know who you are. Speaking of knowing who you are, I've had a few people mention, and for people interested in joining cult, they need to know this. A couple of people approached me and wanted to set up a cult database, okay, of people, blah, 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 blah. Oh, thank you, sir.
That's my mug. That's my left-handed mug. Are you left-handed, Sean?
No, I'm not left-handed.
I'm left-handed and vegan. Are you left-handed and vegan?
I'm left-handed and vegan. My name is Gunther. Just put the dog in the fucking basket. I want a full-length mirror. You know, somebody once got to superimpose my head.
Oh, God. That's what we need.
On a screenshot of
no.
that. That'd be awesome. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Do
it
we
puts
want...
the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again. Yes, pressure gets the hose. But in any case, the truth of the matter is, what the fuck was I talking about? Somebody brought me down to
Memphis. I have no idea.
I have visions of psycho skinning people, wild Bill Bob, whatever the fuck.
What? Buffalo Bill.
He likes to skin his
home. Well, we were talking about Wired, but I think we're over.
Oh, Wired, yeah. That's right, that magazine. Right.
That thing.
So they're calling.
So a little thing doing that on
Monday. They're probably listening right now. And they probably heard that whole big tirade about us talking about jerking off and Nikki Dahl sucking.
Crap!
Fuck!
Oh,
ass.
No. Fuck ass.
Fuck ass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. We're screwed. They're not going to call.
They're not going to call. I know that.
They're going to just be like, oh, you suck. Who are these guys?
Oh my God. God.
Oh, my.
Exercising our freedom of speech.
That's right. We're defending freedom of speech by swearing.
That's true. Wait, now
that's the way to do it.
We have to defend. We have to put a shameless plug in. Apparently, these guys wrote a book.
Speak into the microphone.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, these guys wrote a book.
What's
it was
the book
called Net Slaves.
Net Slaves. With by these two guys. Gargoyle Race, Honey Marks. Periodically throughout What the Hell shows, we're going to have Gargoyle Races.
Okay, Gargoyle Race, what is the names of the authors who are interviewing us tomorrow?
Yes.
And who's interviewing us tomorrow?
The point of the Gargoyle Race is you go, the minute we call, Gargoyle Race, and this is like a drill, so that you know how quickly you can go grab this, right? And then we have winners of the Gargoyle Races.
You get absolutely fuck all.
They get recognition being, you know, they're always first.
You're the top gargoyle of the week.
Yeah, they're Gargoyle King or whatever. Invent title for self, insert tier. But what you do is we call a gargoyle race, and what you have to do is we go gargoyle race, and we call what we want, and then you're the first guy to post to the IRC is the winner.
They scamper out of the little gates and...
Well, they don't scamper. Gargoyles do not fucking scamper. That's like saying a T-Rex scampers. Oh, and here's a T-Rex scamper. No, it doesn't work.
The gargoyles are always watching.
They'll just fucking jump off they'll jump out of their giant stone towers and plummet because they're made of rock. And then they'll run, tearing huge chunks of ground.
Gravity shit.
Yeah, that gravity shit fucks with them. But the book is called Net Slaves. Who are the authors? Gargoyle Race, go! We'll see if the first guy comes back with it, or if anyone even bothers. We're not gonna wait.
We're not gonna wait. Fuck that.
So
we got an interview in any second now. The guy phoned at 8:30 actually, and went, "Hey, this is Al.
Hey, Al. Hi, Al.
What's up?
Jerk off for another 30 minutes, okay, Al?
Another hour, Al.
I think I'm starting to peak now, Al. I don't really know what the fucking damages are. I mean, you know, it amazes me. You know, I look at myself and I look at my webpage, and the fact that people actually listen to my rants and think I'm cool amazes me. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm almost to the point where I think that everybody in cult is just fucking with me, you know?
You're pretty funny, Sean.
Just like we were all fucking with Walter, you know?
1,000 members. Just kidding.
Did F.T. Rooster ever fuck Walter's world up? F.T.
Yeah.
Rooster was just like, I'm taking this on as a personal quest. I want this man's dick sucked. And he, like, took to the wind, man. Fletcher was like, what?
Million
man
hits in, like, one day.
500,000 yesterday?
Seriously, cult set up like 900,000 hits on this guy.
Prophet Kelebsan did get it first. But he posted it. He posted it 6 times and got kicked. So don't fucking repeat in the channel, please.
Do not repeat in the channel. Talking good.
And talking.
Repeating.
What happened? Belisard and
Steve Baldwin
are interviewing us tomorrow.
Bill is actually doing the interviewing.
At Steve's house.
So they're like buddies and stuff, I guess. Shut up. Don't look at me like that.
What did I do? I didn't say anything. I had an opportunity for a joke there, but you'll notice I very tastefully did not make it.
Bit your tongue. That's
good. I withheld tastefully
because he's got my interview us, and I really want to be interviewed by Wired. Just because I think that's the funniest goddamn thing ever. They'll either fucking spit on the actual tape recording and throw it out, or
they're gonna play it for their bosses. Go look at these guys. They're idiots. Look who we interviewed.
Hey, let's send these assholes to jail.
We built them on the cover. We built them all up for this big interview. It's really funny.
Yeah,
it's really funny. They're all serious and stuff, and we're like totally laughing in the back room, muting the mic, and it was like totally funny.
It was really funny too. And then we were joking about it in the cab, and the cab driver turned around. And he had this K tattooed on the side of his head, and he said he'd kill Steve if it could. That's why he's not here right now. And you better run this in the bag because I think he's really serious.
Bang!
Bang!
You know, anyway, but no.
We
seriously.
Totally have that sound cued.
Oh, we should. We're going to get a sound cue board happening in a big time way. Cause
eventually. I've got the computers ready now.
Sampled into a keyboard assigned to the different notes. And
you know, pukes, fucking
oh, yeah.
Pangs.
Oh, yeah, there'll be like a little chart on the screen. I can make
little,
sound
little
effects and stuff.
Graphic sound. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, yeah.
So if somebody out there can find me one of those DJ
Jesus
programs.
Christ, we're just raping these guys for something. Go find this. Go find that. Get the other thing.
Yeah, I have time.
Fetch.
I have time to do all this. What I need is a little thing. You press a key on a keyboard. It's all mapped on the screen. Tells you what sample's there.
I don't even know what it's called.
Well, one of them is called PC DJ. So if anybody has a version to donate, hint, hint,
careful.
Nudge, nudge.
Careful.
Trial version.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Trial version.
Ding, dong.
Hello.
Hello. We'd like to inspect your wares.
Hello. This program I bought not half an hour ago from this very boutique has expired. It is not. It's just resting. It's bleeding expired.
The Norwegian Blue prefers keeping on its back.
Keep it on its back. Oh, God, we're gone.
We've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about.
Do we?
It's a good thing you don't get distracted and kind of meander off.
There's the interview.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's danger. Danger.
All right. Let's see what he's got to say.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hi, this is Al Matthews from Americans for Purity.
Hi, Al. How's it going? How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time to do the interview.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we've got a lot of listeners, and they're all posted the webpage to them, so they're taking a look at it right now.
Okay.
And we're just, to start off... we're just wondering what the web page is about and what kind of message you're trying to put out there.
Who are Americans for Purity?
Yeah.
Well, there's about 100 of us, and our goal is to wage a war on masturbation, kind of like the war on drugs, and have the American government outlaw masturbation and have severe penalties for masturbation, just like we have for drugs. We have it pretty much patterned after the whole Nancy Reagan war on drugs thing. Kind of a just say no to masturbation thing, zero tolerance for masturbation, that kind of thing.
Okay. So how did this all start, basically? Was it your idea or was it somebody else's or just a bunch of people got together?
It was a bunch of people at the church got together, and we were thinking about all the evils caused by masturbation. There have been some, you know, medical findings in recent years that have contradicted the old idea that masturbation is harmless, you know.
Right.
There's been evidence recently that when people actually are having sex with a person of the opposite sex, that there are pheromones that are released that
very true, yes.
Cause a reduction of ophthalmic pressure. There's this hormone called ophthalmostatin that's released when you're sexually excited that causes an increase in pressure in your eye, and it causes nearsightedness by causing your eye to grow from front to back, you know.
But how serious is that? Because people have sex normally, right?
Oh, but this is what happens when you masturbate. See, when you have sex, these pheromones prevent the ophthalmostatin from being released, prevent the intraocular pressure from increasing. So it's okay to have sex, but when people masturbate, it does terrible things to their vision.
This is where the idea that masturbation will make you go blind comes from.
Oh, yeah, and it's totally scientific.
So there is some truth behind wives' tales. It started somewhere, right? So
right, yeah. And this is one of the reasons that we decided to oppose masturbation. Another one just being the fact that masturbation seems to be how people get started on lives of being, you know, sex offenders. That most sex offenders, you know, rapists, child molesters, and so on, start out by masturbating.
I've read some studies on that, and I have heard that, in fact, people who do masturbate are oftentimes child, you know, sex offenders.
But there is such a high high percentage of people who masturbate anyway. So it just by sheer numbers, it would be that most sex offenders would masturbate and general public masturbates quite a bit.
Well, this kind of logic has been used to outlaw drugs in the past. People will point out that that most heroin addicts started out smoking marijuana. That's one of the main justifications that people have for outlawing marijuana. I think you could use similar logic there, you know.
Well...
Yeah, no,
somewhat. Most people eat food and breathe, too, right?
As a question, let's... I mean, the guy's got some scientific backing here.
Yeah.
Let's... how would you... Okay, let's say that you had your way. American for Purity got a voice, like either through Rant Radio or something like that, and you had a chance. How would you enforce it?
Well, we have... for one thing, we have a urine testing program that we've come up with. It turns out that when men masturbate or fornicate, that they're... their sperm is released, you know, through that. And if they don't do that, if a man doesn't have any kind of sexual release, his sperm ends up, a lot of sperm cells end up in his urine. Not all of them, but a number of them end up in his urine. So you can actually test a man's urine and tell whether he's either been masturbating or having sex. Now, if a man isn't married, he shouldn't be having orgasms, you know, by either method. So if he has, like, a low sperm count in his urine, that's a sign that he's been masturbating.
So a married man is pretty safe for masturbating, then. It's going to be pretty tough to get that guy.
Right. We're not going to even bother to do urine tests on married men because there would be no point to it. But, you know, we've had a lot of urine testing in the war on drugs. A lot of companies routinely test their employees. It's a real common thing. You know, people want to test high school students. Why not test them for masturbation while we're at it, you know?
So you're just saying that what we should do then is in high schools, we'll mandatorily do urine testing on all the men in the school.
That might not be a bad idea. I mean, they're already trying to do that. A lot of high schools would like to do that for their students for drugs. And, hey, if we could do that, why not do it for masturbation, too?
Well, I know a lot of sport coaches probably tell their star players not to masturbate or have sex because it decreases their intensity in the game.
That's probably a good idea, too.
And actually, also, how do you test for women? I guess that's a little bit harder.
There's no easy way to test for women, but we hope that we can enforce it. I mean, we have laws against sodomy right now that are completely impossible to enforce. Why not laws against female masturbation? One person suggested having police dogs go around and sniff women's fingers, but, well, we may do that, you know. We may actually have police dogs trained to go around and sniff women's fingers.
I wonder exactly how you'd train a police dog to do that. that would be some interesting training.
yeah.
We haven't started that yet.
You know what you could do? What you could do is you could train somebody instead of a dog to go around and, you know, who's an authority, some ex-offender who would know, and that would be a way to do it.
Because they have smelling for armpits. I have seen that on television. It's truly bizarre.
That's true. Yeah, they have armpit smellers for odor.
For deodorant.
A godly man who was very strong in the church, who was a very strong Christian, maybe could handle a job like that.
Or someone who's already had.
That's right.
Maybe women's fingers to see if they've been masturbating. Maybe we'll do that.
Perfect job for somebody who's already had their head up somebody's ass for a very long time.
But in all honesty, okay, well, that's fair.
Okay. How far has this gone? I know you've got the web page up. Have you had any major backers, like in the government, or just any at all?
I can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Talk about that. At the moment, the people that are backing us are trying to be quiet because of the controversy involved. But we're
right.
Well, popular enough, they'll reveal themselves.
Right, because it is a fine line between the general public's good and personal life, right? You always have to keep a fine line, a good balance between that, the general good or private, right?
That's right, yeah.
So just to ask, I'm going to – is it okay if I ask you a couple of questions about this?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. First of all –
We're going to play the devil's advocate here.
Yeah, okay. Well put. Now, doesn't this kind of just infringe more than a little bit on the American First Amendment rights and privacy and all that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we've pretty much flushed the First Amendment down the toilet with the war on drugs anyway, so we're pretty much, there's not really much left of it at this point.
Oh, true, yeah, that's true. I mean, we practically killed that sucker, eh?
And we're not doing that much more damage to it than what's already been done.
We do agree that it has been flushed, a lot of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately.
Have you ever actually listened to Rant Radio at all?
No, I've never listened to Rant Radio.
Okay. Another question I have for you is, on what grounds do you feel you have the right to try to institute this?
It's for the public good, because we think that it's going to cut down on crime, it's going to improve the general health, and it's going to cause a lot of people to go to heaven that otherwise would have been burning in hell.
Oh, I see. So this is about avoiding people burning in hell.
Well, partly do about avoiding people burning in hell, partly just for the public good. I mean, what right do we have to tell people they can't smoke marijuana in their own home?
Absolutely.
True. Very true.
Very true. We have no right to do that, in fact. As a matter of fact, in Alaska, it's legal. And if you look at Europe, actually a culture that's had a couple of, you know, 100 years more than we had in Amsterdam, they have legalized pot. And not only that, they've legalized prostitution, and their crime rate is very, very low.
Well, I think in Amsterdam, they might as well just start building an escalator to hell right now.
I see. So, but isn't it also true that basically, you know, people might actually listen to you and say that you're pretty much fucking insane. You know, like you're kind of nuts because you're sitting there telling people that you shouldn't be touching your own body. Like, does that not cross you as perhaps being slightly bizarre? And more than that, who the fuck do you think you are to tell people that they're going to hell just because you're doing something with their own body that you don't fucking agree with? What kind of a fucking moron do you think you are? Because of people like you, there are witch trials. Because of people like you, there are book burnings and fascists. You are the kind of people that go into other people's fucking schools and take away children. You destroy families, and that is not a Christian ideal. You guys are the scum of the fucking earth. Why are you doing this? You think this is going to stop the war on fucking drugs? On drugs, you pinhead? This is going to have absolutely nothing to do with anything. All you're going to do is take away people's freedoms and set up a fascist state. Because of ideas like this, the Nazis occurred. And you think you're going to get this enforced? You think you're going to make this thing happen? You are so full of shit.
Well, that's really just nitpicking now, isn't it?
Nitpicking? You think it's nitpicking that you're invading people's private lives? That's nitpicking?
We don't have private lives anymore, man. The government's done away with all that long ago.
We can't just give up.
Give up on what? On private lives? You have a private life. Because of the same laws you are trying to destroy, you are able to publish the message that you are saying now. Do you realize that?
Well, that's great, you know. And even
so then you're saying then by doing this, you're cutting your own head off. You're destroying the laws which enable you to try to destroy the laws. You see the parallel that's made? That's insane. It's insane. It's not even Christian, man.
It doesn't matter to me. By the time we come into power, we don't need those laws anymore. Those laws are for the people that aren't popular.
The laws are for what? The laws are for everybody. I mean, that's part of the American Constitution from the beginning. It's like one nation under God, blah, 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 right? But now it's all about freedom. You can't take away people's freedom just because you don't happen to agree with them. I mean, the same logic that says all gays go to hell, all fucking Muslims go to hell, all Jehovah's Witnesses go to hell. Everybody but me and my white neighbors go to hell. That's exactly the kind of mentality you're breeding with this, and it does no good for anybody.
The people that go to hell are unrepentant sinners, and Jesus was very quick to rebuke unrepentant sinners, and that's all I'm doing is I'm rebuking unrepentant sinners.
You're rebuking? Yeah, but you're not Jesus, pinhead! Jesus is going to send people to jail, that's fine. And what if you're wrong? What if there is no Jesus? What then? Then you put all these people in fucking camps. You've taken kid doorways off of kids' rooms. You're piss testing children, man. When do you draw the line?
Everybody's going to be in jail.
They're all being fucking jail. The prison state will happen to such a level that, I mean, there's going to be no one at church. There's going to be you, Jesus, and the cross. That's it. That's all it's going to be. And are you trying to tell me, in all honesty, that you've never jerked off in your entire life?
No, of course not.
Well, there you go. You're going to jail, too.
No, because I repented from my sins.
Oh, so it's a get-out-of-hell-free card. If I just show up and say, oh, wait, yeah, okay, I watched Sylvia Saint, but I'm sorry. So you go get your oral cleansing on Sunday, and then you're cool? No, man, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, because if you're an unrepentant sinner, you could be able to go and fuck little kids and then say, oh, well, yeah, but Jesus forgave me. And that doesn't work.
No,
that's why.
Actually, no matter what you've done, as long as you repent of it and ask forgiveness, you can go to heaven. That's all I want people to do is repent of masturbation and ask forgiveness, and they can get into heaven.
No. What you want to do is you want to put people in fucking jail for jerking off. That's what Americans for Purity is about. That is lunacy. You will never get this law to stick. And even if you do, do you have any idea the kind of... I mean, it's not just Christians who, like... Correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't it all the pro-lifers and all these guys who are, like, you know, firebombing people and, you know, taking up porn shops and taking these drastic measures to, like, you know, kill people that they don't happen to agree with? And in trying to enforce these laws, you're putting people, innocent people, who have committed no crime in jail, man!
Well,
where is your head?
Crime when we make it illegal. They will have committed a crime when we make it illegal.
So, you know what? What if we go back to Rome and we make being a Christian illegal, and then, because it actually makes more sense, because there's more evidence to make Christians illegal than it is to make jerking off illegal, because, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, then, you know, in this kind of thinking, we'd avoided that whole Crusades notion and all that sort of idea. So being a Christian, we hereby make it illegal, and then all the Christians go to jail. Right? I mean, it's the exact same notion. These people aren't hurting anybody. They're not doing anything. If you don't agree with masturbation, hey, man, that's cool, okay? That's your right.
Go ahead and make Christianity illegal. Christianity thrives on persecution. We love to be martyrs. Make it illegal.
You love to be... Man, you're putting children in jail. Do you not see this?
And there's already all kinds of children being tried as adults and thrown in jail for smoking pot.
Do you think this is a good thing?
I think there's much better evils to go after in the world than something that somebody does in the privacy of their own home that doesn't even affect anything in the outside world.
Don't you think you would be better to dedicate your time rather than trying to stop
rapists or murderers?
Don't you say, do a Christian thing and go up to some hookers on the street, take the hooker off the street, bring him into your home, give them food, give them water, and help them get back or right back on track. Don't you think that'd be a more Christian thing to do than, say, putting children in jail?
Well, maybe those people wouldn't be hookers in the first place if it wasn't for masturbation.
Well, let's say it was, and now they are.
Maybe there wouldn't be so many rapists and prostitutes running.
Yeah, and maybe if a fucking frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass hopping. That doesn't mean shit. You can't sit there and go on the maybes and, well, you know, I think he's a sinner, so we're going to go Americans for Purity and put people in fucking jail. That doesn't work, okay? Your whole thinking here is flawed. Where are you calling from? What state are you in?
I'm in Texas, of course.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Well, you got a lot of baggage to clean up there. I'd love to see this law tried to be affected in Texas. Holy cow. I mean, you guys would get shot if you tried to put that stuff up, man. The Texas people are crazy. Like, this is, I mean, I got to give you balls, man. You guys got, you got fucking brass cojones, man, to be trying this. I mean, I've long since respected, you know, fanatical people. I think it's great. I really do.
They got strong convictions.
They got some strong convictions, and they're going to make our kids into some really strong convicts. But the point is that you can't, like, I mean, and out of sheer respect for you, I got to say, wow, you are one crazy son of a bitch to be trying to do this. I mean, really, you must have had some very, very severe opposition that makes mine look, say, rather tame, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, Jesus told his followers to be persecuted, and I just laugh it all off. You know, I think it's funny when people oppose me.
Yeah, but it's not really funny when kids are in jail.
It's not funny when kids are masturbating, when kids are going blind and suffering from...
Would you rather have a child masturbating or a child in jail?
Liberal thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's a lesser of two evils. I'd rather have my kid masturbating than him be in jail behind bars for that.
Or you could just try to talk to your kids.
Would you rather have your kids smoking pot than be in jail?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Hands down right now. I've smoked pot, and I've masturbated. I'm a relatively well-adjusted individual.
Some would argue that, Sean.
Some would argue that. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, you got to think about it, man. Why not, instead of lying to your kids and trying to put them in jail and enforce them with all these totalitarian and somewhat fascist laws, why don't you just talk straight to your kids?
Now, that's funny that you call us fascists. Did you know that the first thing Hitler did when he came to power was he repealed the anti-masturbation laws of the Weimar Republic? And people call us Nazis, but we're actually going against what Hitler did when he first came into power.
No, actually, we call you Nazis because you want to put hundreds of people in jail for no good reason. That's why you're called Nazis, just so you know.
They'll go to jail if they quit masturbating.
Oh, I see, and if you know you're not Jewish, then you'll go to heaven. Right? It's the same idea. I mean, Jesus, they're the Christ killers anyway, right? Why don't we just burn them too? You're a jerking off Jewish kite. Get in that fucking box. Get in the box. Give me a break, man. I mean, you sound like you're a very educated guy. You sound like you're a pretty bright guy. Do you have any university education? You sound like you do.
I've got a bachelor's degree in molecular biology.
You have a bachelor's degree in molecular biology. Don't you think that you could find something better to do with your time than try to put children in jail for jerking off? Don't you think? Maybe just kind of, you know, you sound like a bright guy. You got a bachelor's in molecular biology. You know, are you employed in that field?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not. I've talked this over with Jesus a number of times.
And he showed up. You had a beer with him and sorted it out.
Thing to do. This is the path he wants me to go down, and I'm not going to tell Jesus no. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do.
Tell you what, have Jesus swing by here. He'll have a word with us. And if he swings by,
we'd love to interview him.
We'd love to. We'd get JC on the line. And I promise you that JC does not want you to put children in fucking jail, man.
I'm not going to tell Jesus, no, Jesus, I think I have better things to do with my time than what you tell me to do. No, I'm not going to tell Jesus.
You're telling me that Jesus told you to put children in jail?
If they masturbate, yeah.
If they masturbate, all children go to jail.
They should be tried as adults and put in adult jails, just like little kids that do drive-by shootings or shoot heroin or whatever. You know?
Little kids who shoot heroin and drive-by shootings.
So what are you in for? I'm in for shooting a cop. What are you in for? I'm in for masturbating.
Ooh, and everybody gets up and moves to another bench.
That could happen someday. That could happen.
That could, but long as there's an organization like Rant Radio and Cult in existence, we will oppose you right to the last day, man. I swear to God.
Well, at the moment, the First Amendment is still in effect, so you still have...
Thank you, Jesus.
Moment.
I like Jesus, but I'm scared of his followers. You know what I'm saying? Holy cow, man. I mean, okay, I think this interview has probably come pretty close to the end of the night.
Unless you want to say some more words, we'll let you close up with something you want to say.
Well, what I want to say is that it seems ridiculous right now that there's only maybe a handful of us, but remember that the abolitionists started out as a small movement.
The fascists, the Nazis started small. They were just guys in bars.
Yeah, they ended up almost taking over the world, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did, yeah. But see, then the free world killed most of them. Yeah, there was that whole thing that happened there. Sorry.
Let him speak.
The masturbation may have been the downfall of the Third Reich because they, like I said, they legalized masturbation, which had been illegal before, and they started going downhill right from there.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time out.
Yeah, thanks for talking
for the interview.
And if you wouldn't mind, could you say, because the name of our show is What the Hell, could you please say
What the Hell
and identify yourself.
It's all for masturbation or
something.
This is Al Matthews of Americans for Purity, winning the war on masturbation. What the hell?
Excellent. That is awesome.
Well, you got balls, buddy. I'll give you that.
Thank you for being on, and we're happy to promote you on the station.
But you're going
to
need all the help you can get, son.
Hey, listen, is this going to be archived? Is there some URL?
Oh, we'll send it to you.
I'll send it to you, no problem. I'll give you the URL so you can get it.
Okay, great. Do that, okay?
No problem.
Okay, thanks a lot,
Thank you
guys.
Very much, Al.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless Al.
Holy fuck, Al. You're the craziest son of a bitch I've ever seen. He's a good sport about it.
Yeah. I knew he would be. People like that are usually like they're really down to earth, kind of.
It sounds like
take any kind of crap.
Oh my God, out. I'm so fucking pissed off right now.
Off the chart.
Holy shit, man. Can you even fucking believe that? I'm surprised I lasted as long as I did. You know, I really, before I started ripping that guy a new asshole.
Yeah, looking a little red there.
Holy shit, man. I cannot believe that. This guy wants to put fucking children in jail. Let me tell you,
we got some amazing quotes.
He puts one fucking kid in jail.
You know, it would take a fucking wacko Christian to find me something that I liked about Nazis.
You know, I'm here to tell you. Let me tell you something right now, okay? They start putting kids in jail for jerking off. I'm going to make a social call on fucking Americans for Purity, and I'd like to get to know who in cult's going to be with me on that one. Gather the shovels, boys, because Sean Kay's on the fucking warpath.
The pang
heard
around the world.
And it's going to be a big shovel bus and Partridge Family, and it's all going downhill from here. Holy cow! I'd have blood running from my fucking eyes as I went down to that place.
Sorry, we couldn't take your questions, but
I'm waiting to see the stick death cartoon on this one.
Holy fuck! I mean, that's by far here on Rant Radio. You get to hear all the crazy motherfuckers.
They're the best.
That's the best. Why don't we play the... actually, we already did the pro-Christian thing. Who's calling in?
Yes,
calling
Major in. Zombie.
Hi, you're live on What the Hell. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey. Oh.
Hi. He's like a jackass, man.
What? You think so?
So do you regularly masturbate?
John, I am... Whatever the heck you say your name, because I'm tired right now.
Al.
Yes, man.
That's his name, Al.
Not Al. He's an a-hole. Kennedy, man.
So you regularly masturbate, Lieutenant Major Zombie?
No, he wants to say something. What were you saying? You, Sean Kennedy, what do you want?
8 times a day or 2 times a week.
Oh, at least. Jesus Christ, man. I can't even think straight unless you get rid of the baby batter. That's not even good.
That's right.
No, what the fuck good is that? Everybody cooks
up. I feel like killing that guy because he's like trying to like follow the Hitler.
No. Feel like killing anybody.
No, we don't want to kill anyone.
We don't want you going to jail, zombie.
We might have a gargoyle,
right? Because I'm a punker. And
to
we
what?
Need, like,
find the statistics on... masturbation?
Gargoyle race! Who's going to get the stats? Actually, no, that's a webpage. No,
it's too easy.
Stats or something.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
All right,
well,
so
we're
going to
hang up
zombie.
And say what the hell.
What the hell?
Yeah, whatever.
Attaboy.
Sorry we hung up in the middle.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to play something.
We're
going to play Rant or... You want to play Rant or what?
Yeah, what are we going to play? We already played Psycho Christians. Let's play Sean Kennedy.
You did?
Sean
we didn't play. We didn't play it for... Well, we played it for in here.
Oh, play Psycho Christian. That would be way... Hello, Dad. I'm in jail. I touched myself. And I'm in fucking jail. I'm in fucking jail, Dad. I'm getting fucked in the ass. I'm jerking off while getting fucked in the ass, Dad.
Reach around. Full reach around.
I'm getting fucked in the ass by a Jew in jail, Dad. I'm going so down, and I like it. Holy shit, man. Why don't you talk to your children?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not a big fan of just, you know, randomly killing people. I'm really not. You know, I just like to say that. I'm not a fan of that.
Here is Sean Kay on Psycho Christians on what?
Fuck
what the hell
me.
On Rant Radio.
Yeah.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Yeah, it's me. I'm back, and I'm in your fucking face. You know what's pissing me off? The religious right. I mean, really, who the fuck do you guys think you are? You're always in here pushing your shit on everybody else. Oh, you can't get an abortion. You're killing your fucking baby. Hey, better she kills her baby than kills your sorry ass, you fascist fuck. Because that's what these assholes are. Yeah, they're religious right, all right. The far fucking right. How far right do you want to get? Hey, nice mustache. Good thing you're carrying that cross. Give me a fucking break. I don't know where these assholes get off. They're trying to control our music. They're trying to control our arts, freeform thinking. Fuck the internet. I'm surprised they have labeled Napster satanic. Like, come on. I mean, what? Oh, it's got that little guy with cat and horns. He looks like fucking Satan. I bet you Napster's evil. Shut up. Go get your little fucking drug fix in your own home. Don't start pushing your shit around. Why does this have to happen in this day and age? Why don't you just call people witches and start burning them? I bet you wait for those good old days. It's porn. It's sins of the flesh. Will you give me a fucking break with your archaic bullshit ideas? Come on, wake up. It's the fucking year 2000, okay? We passed it. We've moved on. We don't have time for your Mickey Mouse 2,000-year-old bullshit. Where's your Messiah, shithead? Maybe you should just kind of go along with the idea that it's the idea and not the dogma, okay? Maybe you should consider that a possibility as something that could happen. I don't know. I could be way out on a fucking limb here. Me, personally, I think of myself as a Christian. You see me nailing myself to a cross or some hookers? No. Why? Because I believe in fucking people's freedoms, just like the guy JC did. Okay, you stupid fucks? And if you got a problem with that, you can get me a join at thecult.org. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Of a gig, biggest ever seen. God, this program's big. MS Word 15 comes on 10 CDs and requires damn. Word is fine, but geez, 60 megs of RAM. Oh, Microsoft, bloatware all the way. I sat here installing Word since breakfast yesterday. Oh, Microsoft, moderation, please. Guess you hadn't noticed. 4 gig drives don't throw on trees.
Hi, and we're back.
I'm still pissed. I'm still so fucking pissed.
Sean's still pissed.
I have no idea what he's
still red in the face.
I have no idea.
Human Sean.
I am fucking so insane right now. If I could go kneel right now and jump into the fucking phone lines, I'd be digitally going towards that son of a bitch at about 200 million miles a second. I swear to God.
Straight,
you know,
to Texas.
You've got fucking mail.
Catch this ping time, Al.
It's ping time. 24, 210, 315, 9. Fuck. Fucking, there's your return sequence. Holy cow. I have no idea what these guys are. What the fuck is going
on?
Timmy
says, I can't believe that Al stayed on the line for so long.
Oh. He's got balls. I'll
oh,
give him
yeah.
That.
Sean rants at him for 2 minutes straight, screaming at him. He just goes, yeah, you got some valid points there, or whatever he said. I don't know.
You know, seriously, you know, and that's the total Christian mentality.
What he exactly said was, isn't that nitpicking?
Isn't that nitpicking? Nitpicking, I don't call putting my fucking children in jail nitpicking. One of my fucking cult members goes to jail. I will personally go and bust that son of a bitch out if he's fucking locked in there for masturbation.
Isn't defending the First and Second and Third and Fourth Amendments, you know, kind of like splitting hairs?
I mean, you know, it's all in the... We've almost got rid of it anyway, so fuck it. Why not?
You know the amazing things he said?
It's only freedom.
Yeah. No, fuck freedom.
I thought that site was a joke because he's got a link to... Banning dihydrogen monoxide, which is water. Banning water. And
you have a better chance of that than banning masturbation.
Oh, yeah.
People in a jail are going to jerk off. You know?
What if
Jesus.
What if they jerk off in jail?
Oh, fuck, there's no stopping them.
Oh, no.
There's no stopping them.
Isolation.
You're going to solitary confinement.
Yep.
Oh, boy!
They'll cover the walls. It'll be like aliens.
Even
like
though he is crazy, go now! I'm sorry.
It'll be like the insulated walls of the alien ship, eh?
It's just cocooning people, you fucking pinhead.
Not only
Brad, moron.
Brad, the drain's clogged in cell 3 again.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. If one single cult member goes to jail for masturbation.
Well, not only that, but
one,
I mean...
Just one.
The prison system is a higher learning place for homophobic activity, or homoerotic activity.
You know, and that's the really brutal part, is when I get this mad, I'm bulletproof and I grow 3 inches in fucking size. You know what I mean? They could have every Christian in the world grabbing their shotgun, pumping rounds at me, and I'd be just like, it'd be like Forbidden Planet. I'd turn invisible, large electronic waves would just wash over my body, and I would start fucking crushing people. Oh, my God.
Well, that's a cool animation.
Like, I'm very...
My friend...
What was that, Jedi?
This is great. This is quite related. My friend is going to try and get a videotape of... It's an instructional videotape on how to teach mentally retarded people to masturbate so they don't have sex with each other.
And you're telling me this why?
Because it's related.
Well, we should send a copy
so
to this guy.
Yeah.
Well, send a copy to this guy along with everything else. Can we get a? Is there a mailing address for that guy?
Oh yeah, that's is how it? I got in contact with him.
Oh really? Like
don't
an email?
Don't bother him.
What do you mean, don't bother him? I'm not saying we should bother him. Is there like an email address? Maybe is there a mailing address like a state?
Yeah.
Lawyers.
Of course, it's on the right on the page.
Oh, is it on the page?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anybody can email him. It's right there. That's
right
how
there.
I got in contact with him.
So
I set up the
maybe cult members should show him. Their support. You know, just email them. That's totally legal.
Be nice.
Well, they can speak their mind.
Don't say you're going to kill him.
Well, no, then that's their problem.
That's their problem.
That's their problem.
You utter threats. Don't do that.
Nope. Yeah, no uttering threats.
Maintain your composure.
Yeah.
Give them your opinions.
Yeah, and maybe a little bit of facts might be good. That might be handy.
Yep, back it up with facts. How
you
many
know,
people
he's a
know
janitor
what?
With a degree in molecular biology. You know, a bachelor's, which doesn't do shit for you. But that's fine. That's fine.
Especially when evolution isn't included in the equation.
You know, how the fuck can you be a molecular biologist? What? And he doesn't bite? Oh, my God, my head hurts. Like, I've got fucking those little bugs that, like, you know, Khan puts in your head, and they, like...
Those guys go against everything that is base. Like, monkeys masturbate, right?
Everything. Oh, yeah. But they should be in jail, too. They're already in jail. Because you witnessed them jerking off in the zoo.
You could go to the zoo. What about the dogs on the lawns? What are they going to do about that? The kid looks at it and goes, oh, my God.
Dog's licking itself.
Oh, my God.
Interestingly enough, on the subject of jail and prison, wild animals don't actually masturbate in the wild.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, they only do that in zoos.
Because they're bored.
Because they're so fucking bored, and they're, like, in cages, and they're fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow.
Kind of like our modern cities.
Wow.
Everyone's at home just masturbating. Okay, I've got some stuff to say. Let's move on.
Welcome to
spend
the...
Spend a whole 2 hours on masturbating.
It's worth it. It's fucking worth it. I'm sleeping tonight. Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Kill. I got to get out.
I had this dream. I was in this Roman arena, and I had a sharpened stick, and I was tethered to Al, and he had a sharpened stick, too, and I won. A lot. More than a little bit.
West Side Story song kicks in.
Yeah.
Sean's dancing with Al.
No, when the camera's on him, it's West Side Story. And it would stay on him for about the first 3 minutes, and then it would go to something by Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
And it would shock me. And, you know, I'm up to my fucking elbows and intestines. Oh, my God. Oh, my God! You know, and I'm really sure JC be on my side. You know, on a purely Christian standpoint, I'm pretty
defend
sure...
Defend the word, Sean.
I'm totally serious, man. I'm really sure that if there is a God... I'm really certain that Jesus would not want little kids to go to jail. That's just me. I could be on a limb here, but I'm pretty sure...
You've got to teach them a lesson, though. How else are they going to learn, Sean?
Spare the rod and spoil the child. You know? How are you supposed to raise a good child unless you kick the living shit out of them with a bat?
That's right.
How are you supposed to do that?
Scared straight.
You know? And it's because of reasoning and logic like that that organizations like cult... are needed. This is why we're, like, totally needed, okay,
right.
In today's society. So
to educate the public about these kind of wackos and crazies.
You know, this guy should be on the news. Like,
so everyone will know about him.
Oh, my God, this guy's
so... wow.
You know, as even he said, oh, yeah, we're controversial.
No, well, no,
yeah,
not only...
don't like us. Well, try to get your sponsors to back you now, shithead.
Not only that, but he should have investigative journalists following him around, finding out who the wackos are who are in actual positions of power, who are surreptitiously supporting him.
I personally think he's full of shit and that there's nobody supporting him. I think he's totally, I can't talk about that, because, you know, God isn't supporting the tobacco industry, he's backing me up, you know, like, what? What else is there to talk about? I'm going to go insane here, getting a nosebleed over here.
Got some bulletins and stuff. Okay, Demet says about you, Sean K., here's some ego stroking. The guy is
a lot more than ego stroking right about now.
The guy is some kind of new millennium philosopher. I think people may even compare him to Elvis one day.
Elvis with a big fucking... Oh. I gotta be really careful what I say here because we got a lot of listeners. I'm fucking pissed.
And Ant says to say to DTM17 in the UK for spreading word about Rant Radio through ICQ. Yeah, if you liked this show and you thought that interview was fucking hilarious, tell everyone on your ICQ list.
Well,
you know that message you got for me? Send it to everyone in your ICQ list.
Because it's only going
to
get better from here.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's fucking on.
Now it's on.
Now it is on. Okay.
We're all geared up. We're not afraid anymore.
Oh, no. No. And what are they going to do? Bring the fucking religious right here. March on Rant Radio. Send me outside. Just me.
I'll take y'all on.
Go back. Get the Pope. Bring him down here, too. I want to get all you fuckers
think,
at once.
I don't think they can take their time out of their busy schedule, you know, bombing abortion clinics and stuff like
that. Oh, I swear, you make me violent. Like, oh, my God. Okay.
Yep.
Oh!
Shout-outs to Ozan, Gol, Tekin, Malhavid, Merv, Nail in South Turkey, who listen regularly to the station. Very cool.
Hoping that masturbation stays legal in Turkey.
Hoping masturbation is legal in your area.
Keeping it real. Keeping it real.
Get in touch with yourself.
Oh, my God.
Zero is going to phone in a little bit later because he's going off to boot camp.
Zero.
He's a listener.
Oh, okay. I know Zero.
So, just like our buddy Ronan Sariet, who's off in...
In Kingston right now.
In Kingston right now.
To Kingston, and he's doing quite well. Bit of an update.
Talked to Sean lately.
Yeah, I got a call from Hammer today in Bosnia.
Great.
He's doing good, too. He's on the countdown list now. Both Ronan Sariet and Hammer will be back from over... back. Well, Ronan Sariet will be back on the program in September, and Hammer will be back, Godspeed, from Bosnia.
Yeah.
In September as well.
Oh, okay. Both of them back. Very cool.
They may not be on the program because he actually lives in the middle of Canada.
What were they, 9 months?
Right.
6 month tours.
6 month visits?
6 month tours.
And if you want to take a picture, look at some pictures of Lieutenant Major Zombie. I've put them up on the webpage. You can see him working at Taco Bell and hanging out, being cool outside.
Hey,
and there's great pictures.
At least he's got a fucking job.
He does, though.
You know,
that's
he
better
doesn't
than
sit,
a lot of people.
And he doesn't sit back and fucking beg for change.
That's right.
He's actually got a pretty cool hookup. He's got a little lava lamp and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
We saw a picture of his room. You can go to his webpage, take a look at his room. It looks pretty funky.
I tell you, even if Lieutenant Major Zombie went to jail for masturbating, I'd fucking bail his ass.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
For masturbating.
For masturbating. If he goes to jail for anything else, he's fucked. But he goes to jail for masturbating, I'm sorry, that's when you mobilize.
If you call us from jail, good idea. Tell us that you were nailed for masturbating.
Yeah, because, oh my God.
Doesn't matter if it's true, Lieutenant Major. Just tell us that, and we'll come get you.
And this is what Lieutenant Major Zombie has to say about the station. Sumerian, thank you for being there for a person to look up to. You're the one that got me into the radio thing. I took it after you. Thanks. Sean K., what the hell? What do I have to say? Please do not hang up on me, but thanks for not killing me or banning me. And Rant Radio, thanks for letting me use their HTML for the page, and thanks for being there. I look up to person for... Radio Net, thanks, guys. Yes, it doesn't make sense in English. Need some sort of translator program.
Well,
put up his own radio.
He's a good guy. You know, he's a good guy. You know, and we hack on this guy mercilessly. You know, we do. I like him because he's tough.
Yeah,
fuck. Just about anybody else we'd hack on that much. Just like
not
the Shaolin Temple
crank
thing. The guy kneels outside the temple for 5 days. You dump shit on him. You know, fuck. I'd let him in. You know, what the hell?
Here's a page for the Cenobites that Skip Radio put up, and there's a Cenobite link in the IRC there. You can all go there. It's not much right now, but basically it filters out all the news stories just for the Cenobites.
Oh,
it's
Wild
like
Hack?
A direct link.
Billy Wild Hack?
No, I don't know. It's no.
Oh, he put up...
Skip Radio put up a page.
Oh!
It's not his own. Like, he's just filtering out the stories from Cult.
Ah, I
so
see.
So it's just Cenobite stories.
That's right.
Stories.
He told me about that, too. Okay,
yep.
Sorry. I'm all fucked up here.
That's okay. And Scab, who lives in Langley, where we broadcast from, he says, now I can be proud of the town I live in. I ain't no suck up to this station, but play some kick-ass music, and the rants are hilarious.
Scab. And he's local?
Scab, yes.
Why does he swing by?
Yeah. Which brings me to the next topic. Next week, we're having Uber What the Hell.
I wish that was this week, because fuck, I'm good for the next 28 hours.
He'd be up.
Oh my God, get me somebody else. Bring him on.
So I'm going to try and line up a bunch of interviews for next week, just throughout the day. But next week, 26-hour marathon. 26 hours. We're starting at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday. Saturday, not Sunday. So tune in a day early, and we'll be on all day. So it's a weekend, so all you can tune in. You don't have to go to bed early. You can stay up all night.
None of that shit.
Who's going to be the hard ones?
So who's going to
stay
who's all
up?
Fucking hard?
Who's going to be in the IRC
be
for
nice
26
and...
hours? You've got to see you type every 5 minutes at least, so you know you haven't nodded off.
And you also know whether or not I'm fucking full. And you also
no
know
boss.
That you'll also know that I mean, we're whether or not I'm full of shit. Because, you know, can Sean K say this intense for 26 hours? I mean, what's the leader cult all about, you know?
That's
is he as bad as he says he is? Is he really that badass?
Can he do it?
Is he the fucking man or what?
So we got, I'm there for the whole thing, of course.
I'm there for the whole fucking
thing. Sean K's there for the whole thing.
I'll bury everyone.
Going to make a serious attempt.
The psychos are unnerved. It's going to make a serious attempt at the 26-hour. We're going to stock up on pop cans.
Oh, yeah.
And Ronan Medic is going to make... He's going to be there.
He's going to be there. He's trying.
He's
for the
solid.
We both took Monday off.
Blood oath. We're going to
so that we can fucking do that shit.
Well, Monday's a holiday for most Canadians because they just move it to the Monday.
Maybe we should make a. Maybe we should run by the whole. You know, fuck. I'm sorry. I can't let this one go. This guy says they live on fucking persecution.
Fuck.
They live on it. This motherfucker's probably never persecuted his whole life.
Yep.
Sorry.
Know how it's.
I'm okay.
Sean's fine. He just had to. He's calming down.
I'll
he's
cool
winding down. So anybody
take
in the local.
Off. I'll be fine.
Anybody in the local area that wants to drop into the studios, it's an open house. Open house. So you can email me or ICQ me. I will give you directions to the house. And remember, Sean's here. So if you fuck around.
Oh. he'll play the interview again, and I'll go insane, turn green, and run through a fucking wall.
That's right. So,
dun, 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 dun.
Or even if you want to...
Guaranteed in the house, you'll have Sean K, the fucking man, and a Ronan.
And a Ronan.
And Ronan Medic, who you don't want to fuck with. Ronan Medic, actually.
Sean will kick the crap out of you, Ronan Medic will patch you up, and Sean K will kick the crap out of you again.
Actually, Ronan Medic's no fucking slouch either. Ronan Medic could probably...
Oh, yeah.
Double team. Well, we've been friends for like 15 years.
So anybody in Seattle or in the States, we're right close to the border, so if you're even in Oregon or one over from Washington, what's that?
Come on up!
What's the one over from Washington? To the east.
I don't know. I'm Canadian.
We just know the west coast.
Fuck what
Idaho is it?
No.
Oregon
no.
or
no? Oregon's down. Anyway,
anyone
if you could take
south
a bus,
of the fucking border.
If you can get here, fly, bus, walk, hitchhike, whatever you want to do to get here, I will let you in through my doors, into the studio. Dr. Pepper for everyone. That is our drug of choice.
It is.
Yeah, we should be sent to jail for it.
We should. That and jerking off.
Oh, yeah. We won't be
fuck,
jerking
if they
off.
Fuck, if they made that illegal, I'd turn myself in. I'd send pictures
arrest
of me.
Arrest me.
I'd have the martyr.
I'd
have pictures of me real time, an MPEG of me jerking off, and I'd fucking go down on myself just so I'd make it really bad, and then they'd fucking come try to arrest me.
They'll have to pull all the porn tapes out of the rental places because everyone goes nuts.
All evidence.
All evidence. Throw them all in jail, all
holy
porn
shit.
Stars.
Nikki Dial. Yeah, put all the porn stars in jail, too, with the men.
Say, wait, maybe I do want to go to jail.
Yeah, that couldn't be. I'm in the cell with Nikki Dial. Woo-hoo! I think I saw that one.
DTM17 says, I know I've been going on a bit recently, but I got to say it again. Rant Radio kicks ass. I like 99% of all the music. I got to say, I don't like it all, but it's better than hating 99% of the music like I do on most other stations, and the promos are so... cool.
Still rotating the monster truck?
I don't know. Did we leave that in? We just edited it out.
I haven't heard that sucker in ages, man.
Edit it out or put it back in?
Should be in there.
Okay, it was out. Because it was out.
Oh, no, that should be back in.
We can put it back in.
That's the best
fucking golden oldie.
It's been out for a while, so...
We should play it.
We'll play it. Next break. Remind me.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Don't forget the Gary Coleman.
Oh, right. We didn't play that last week. Gary Coleman promo.
Classics.
Brian from Geeknik. A very big supporter. American movie rating explain. System explain. G rating. Nobody gets the girl. PG. The good guy gets the girl. R rating. The bad guy gets the girl. And X rating. Everybody gets the girl. Excellent. So we're going to play that right now. Monster Shark Pro.
Sure. Sounds good.
So, wow, we're just burning up
here. I'm fine.
Really fucking hot in here.
That was like one of the first ones you did, wasn't it?
It was up there. It was like, up there.
I listened to a Monster Trip promo one day, and I just said, hey, let's do a Monster Trip
promo. That
was
like third or fourth week?
Oh, something like that. It's an old one, but it's fucking mint. Yeah.
So, here it is.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio.
They're unstoppable.
They're out of control.
They're smashing babies on the footsteps.
They're the worst kind of degradation known to man.
For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives,
monster trucks,
mecha,
monster
giant
monster
squid, things that go bump in the night,
large smarties that fall from space.
It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive.
Mass grave burial afterwards.
Hi, this is Jerry Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
For like half a year. So, yeah, Sean's just wondering what people have said in the IRC.
I have no idea. I can't even remember what I fucking said to that guy. I was so pissed off, man.
That's why Sean likes listening to his rants. Because he forgets what he said.
Oh, no. Like, I can remember what the content of some of my rants are, because it's hard to get fucking mad all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, most of those rants I did in, like, 2 days.
Stay intense for 2 minutes.
Go! Well, most of the time, like, APOC sent me this fucking wicked email. I did a rant about it, but he sent me this awesome email about the future of cult, and I was having a little bit of difficulty trying to define exactly how I wanted to put out, and APOC really put the fucking nail on the head, and it's because of guys like fucking Fork, APOC, Smokehouse, Mr. Echo, you know, Nixter, Skip, all these guys, you know, they're fucking busting their balls, man. And, you know, a lot of these guys say, oh, yeah, you know, Sean K, you rock, and fucking Sim, you rock, and all that shit, and all this great ego-stroking shit to me, which I really don't fucking deserve, but they give it to me anyway. And I gotta say, man, if it wasn't for any of you guys, we'd fucking suck.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's all about you guys participating and adding to the thing. And lately, it's been amazing.
Fucking stellar.
I can't even keep up with all the stuff that people are sending in.
Check out the can.
Check out, I just put up a new one. It was sent in by Ellis from Geek News.
It's amazing.
Pack of cigarettes.
Amazing.
Countless banners.
So many people are so talented out there. It's really great.
What I would like to see is a Tide box with Rant Radio.
That's a good one. The big corporate logos.
One thing I would like to say is there's a lot of people who are actively recruiting and for cult, and when they do it, they're sending out the old questionnaire.
Get them to email.
Yeah, don't send out the older questionnaire anymore, okay, because that makes my life difficult. So please don't do that, because these people want to join, they fill out a questionnaire, and then I got to email them back to say,
Don't mess with the mics, man. I can hear it.
I've got to email them back and say, listen, include your paragraph, because there's no request for the paragraph for the roster on that. So please don't. If you have it on your hard drive right now, please delete it. Get rid of it.
It's old, useless.
Yeah, it's old.
Get them to email join@thecult.org. That is the only way to do it.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. And then they can, it's got the reply going to me. And it
gets updated. So, you know, if there's an amendment to it, they'll get the latest version. So definitely do that.
It's 10:15. Who's in the IRC? I saw a big fucking
list.
It's
amazing. But
well, they probably just said, hey, Sean's fucking killing some guy on the radio.
Take a listen.
You better get in on this, because he's going fucking insane live.
Catching up to the wares and porn channels.
If you want to get in the IRC, you just go to the Dalnet servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or it's even easier. It's shitty, but it's easier. Go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat and just fill in the blanks.
If your name is Change Me, better fix it quick.
Better change me. Yeah. Also, keep sending in your stuff. Send in rants. Send in promos. Send in graphics.
There's some amazing promos we've had.
Great. And I'm going to play one coming up in a little bit here from APOC.
I think
it's from APOC.
APOC,
yeah.
The cut your thing face thing?
Yeah. No, cut the middleman out.
Oh, no, that's a rant. I was talking about the promo we sent in, the cut Sean
cut your,
Kennedy.
Oh, I'll try and find that. My hard drive is all messed up because there's so much stuff.
I mean, it's great, though. It's great.
It's good. Keep
turn
going.
Turn it on. Crash us. Send so much shit, we go down. Come on, do it. Fucking I double dog dare you. It's amazing. And we're living on this shit. This has been our dream. Just so you know, this has been our dream for the last year and a half.
Yep.
You know?
And we've been working hard for this.
You know, and it's been like, you know, and there's all the hardcores, you know, who've really come through for us. And if you think we're going to be forgetting about you, like, I'm personally mentioning some names in that fucking interview tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dropping names.
It's not about us, man. It's totally not about us. It's about everyone. You know, and there's a lot of jokes made saying I'm the leader of cult, blah, blah, fucking blah. But I'm no more the leader of cult than people who don't want to listen to me, okay? You know, it's not like fucking, you know, there's some big crime if you don't listen to Sean Kay. People want to fucking do their thing. That's right on. I'm all for it. Cult's about the members, man. I'm just the guy who started it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And gradually, it's like what APOC said. It's all about the evolution, man. Eventually, if we get enough people in, the fucking shitheads will all die out. People die every day. and we can just, you know, slowly take over. And eventually we're a voting majority, and then, well, I'm there really fucked, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So then one day I'm going to be 55, and then I might run for office.
Here's a scary thought.
There's a fucking scary thought. There's
the
a few
cult
people
party
who should
of
be...
Canada, or...
Oh, fuck, man. If there's a... Oh, my God. There's a few people who should be afraid, like, how? From American for Purity.
Have your own desk at the UN.
Fucking A, tax religion, that's what I say.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to look for that little thing from APOC. Oh.
I have my very own fucking sort your shit out department.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I can just see Sean at the UN now banging his shoe on the table. We will bury you.
I think I've got it. I think I've got it.
Okay.
Okay. Here's promo, APOC's promo. If it's the wrong one, oh well, it's something from APOC.
Who's done a ton of shit.
Here's two things from APOC, so deal with it. And everyone send that in. You can upload your stuff to the FTP site, ftp.rantradio.com, or you can email me, info@rantradio.com. Or you got some cool music that you don't hear on Rant Radio, upload it to the FTP site. Just upload. I've been getting tons.
Amazing stuff.
We're not... Oh, is that a one-way? We're getting lots and lots of stuff.
So we're just waiting to see whether or not
okay,
the phone rings.
Okay, well, whatever. The phone's not ringing. I'm turning it off, actually. So here's some APOC stuff.
Let's talk about cults. The club's so hot you gotta be cool to get in. Team up with your favorite Rant Radio personalities as they help Sean Kennedy bring the smackdown on injustice. If you're tired of the fascist regime, if you're sick of corporate control, or if you just want to hang with the in crowd, carve Sean Kennedy's name in your forehead. When you're done, clean up the blood and fire up an email to join at thecult.org. One of our crazy 90s will respond back to you with a questionnaire faster than you can say what the hell. Fill it out and send it back, and if you're in, we'll let you know. Sure, you don't have to carve Sean Kennedy into your head, but it helps. Be a member today, or be dismembered tomorrow.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's your name?
Apophysis.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Why, you speak treason.
Fluently.
Alligators have the right idea. They eat their young.
You know, people seldom go to the trouble of scratching the surface of things to find the inner truth.
Why is it that we live in a world where the people who do the least make the most? Let's look at the life cycle of a product. A product is initially developed by a scientist who actually develops knowledge. That knowledge is then transferred to an engineer who takes that knowledge and turns it into a product that we can use. That product is then mass-produced by a company. Then a middleman comes over and says, hey, I'll take this product and I'll give it to another middleman who may or may not actually get it to the consumer. It might go through another middleman first.
For example, most computer equipment switches hands three times before it actually gets to you.
So when you buy a product, where do you think the money goes? Do you think it goes to the scientist? No. Do you think it goes to the engineer? No. It goes to the middlemen. Those companies that do jack fuck all to produce anything in the world. All they're there for is to screw you. They take the product from point A to point B and magically it goes up from 25 to 50%. They are there to fuck the consumer. They are there to fuck you. When you go to the store and you buy eggs, you buy apples, you buy whatever, do you think the farmer ever sees that money? The farmer doesn't see shit. Guess who does? The middleman. I say fuck the middleman. Learn the location of your nearest farmer's market and go out and buy your produce direct from the source. It'll be fresher, it'll be better, and most importantly, you'll be helping someone that actually needs it. It's for this reason why people shouldn't get so upset about software piracy. If the programmer saw money from every copy of software that was sold, it probably wouldn't be that most of the programmers I know are software pirates. I'm so sick of people saying, software piracy is stealing. The programmers don't give a shit. All that money is going to the people above them, the people who do nothing. The salespeople, the managers, the CEOs, the suits. The guys that spend more money on clothes in a year than I make in a year. Don't get me wrong. Sure, I know those service jobs are tough. Sure, I know it's tough to sell. Sure, I know it's tough to be a manager. But share the wealth, man! You gotta get it down to the people that are actually producing the product that you're selling. Where's the positive reinforcement for them? And there's no reason the consumer should have to pay higher prices because two fat CEOs want to go out and have a $500 dinner and talk business. Or because two salespeople want to go out on the golf course. And why are we screwing the farmers? That doesn't make any sense! Being a farmer is going to be the toughest job there is! You don't want to make it any harder!
harder for these people. We need farmers. You have to eat. We don't want these guys changing their career path. The economy is like a big, fat, rich woman, and she needs liposuction really badly. We need to suck out all the middlemen and all the middle management crap. We have to reduce the number of steps between the producer and the consumer. And all of the people that come out of middle management hell need to start being more productive. Everybody is good at something. Maybe it's only one thing. But if everyone was doing the one thing that they were good at, we'd all be a lot better off. But we all have to start going direct to the producer of the product that we want. Fuck the middlemen. Use the internet. Get your money to the producer. And hopefully the fact that Cult is not going to do things the old way will get through. This is Apocryphus. Until next time, remember, anything that you can do can make a difference. Peace.
The situations and characterizations on this show are fictitious. Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show without express permission is prohibited. Theft of comedy material is a crime, punishable by not less than 15 years in a federal penitentiary. Good night.
Very equal to the sentence for masturbation.
Yeah, 15 years at least. At least 15 years. And they cut your dick off with a fucking stone knife and feed it to pandas.
Yeah, that'll teach them. It's only for procreation and you must not enjoy it.
And you must not enjoy it. Nobody fucking orgasms. Oh, wait, nobody gets pregnant and they all die. They should put those people on a fucking island and let them reproduce. You know, really. And then we'll just have Cenobites attack them. You know, the Cenobites must go and infiltrate fucking Americans for Purity.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Americans for pud-pulling shitheads.
How many people are in the IRC? Can we get a count, Mr. Echo? Because it's like got a scroll bar here.
Oh, probably.
Like the most people I've ever seen in the IRC for a show.
Well, I'm not surprised. Jesus Christ.
It's like not a status on the thingy?
Let me just check.
The fucking thingy.
The
whatchamacallit.
Basically.
The thingamajig.
At the top. 42.
There you go.
Woo! 42 people.
Well, you think about it. Somebody's listening to Rant Radio, and they go, fucking tune in. Oh, my God. Listen to Sean K. And they're ICQing all their friends. And,
It just rang.
Look at that. Oh, now it rang. Prove me wrong. Hi, you're live on What the Hell. Who's this?
This is your old Uncle Dak.
Old Uncle Dak. How's your job going?
Wow, did we ever miss you tonight, buddy?
Oh, my God. You got to listen to this before the next show. When you can come back to the show.
What's the matter?
I got to play this for you. It was amazing. Were you there when we looked at the webpage Americans for Purity?
No, I wasn't.
I ripped the fucking head off some asshole Christian from Texas.
They're trying to wage a war on masturbation. It was so hilarious.
We're going to jail, Desmond. We're going to jail, buddy.
Cool.
Fucking, oh my God.
How you doing there?
Oh, not bad. Bored out of my fucking tree.
So you can't tune in to the What the Hell show out there, eh?
The only thing I can get is the CBC.
Wow, I'm in hell.
So the CBC hasn't picked us up yet. We're vying for the 9 o'clock time slot on Sundays for there, but...
Anything worse than what I heard today about ukulele music, including, what was his name, Johnny Rotten from the...
Sex Pistols.
Old Sex Pistols?
Oh, yeah.
Should I Stay or Should I Go Now from The Clash? Well, up by ukulele music.
That's great. Yeah, they told us to tone down our content a bit, but I said, fuck you. And,
exactly. Fuck them.
Yeah, so we're not going to be on CBC anytime soon. So you want to do a gross hospital story?
Well, not really a gross hospital story, but I'm going to tell you about my week.
Oh, sure.
Well, your old Uncle Dak is basically having to haul his ass all the way down to Vancouver every day, which is about an hour and a half ride on the Loser Cruiser every fucking day, twice a day. Well, actually twice a day because it's an hour and a half there, an hour and a half home. Well, I get down. This is last Thursday.
Everyone's going nuts in the IRC. Dak! They're all been missing you, man.
Well, I'd like to get there, but I've been turned into a slave, you know. My ass is actually
strapped
to a fucking galley as we speak.
Haven't we all been turned into a slave one way or another?
Yeah, but you usually pay for it, if I remember right, James.
Right, that's on Thursday nights.
Right.
Okay.
So anyhow, like I said, this is Thursday, so I basically got a chance to actually get out of work early and run home. Yay! So I'm hying my fucking ass out of there. And I get on the SkyTrain, and there's this 98-pound, druggy, native Indian.
Oh, this is great. I've heard this.
Okay.
He's basically really bothering these pair of, like, girls. They were, like, maybe 15, 16 years old, way overdressed for that age, if you know what I'm talking about. Fucking makeup pancaked on their faces. Both of them basically wearing clothes way too fucking skimpy for them at that age, you know. So, and this guy is just really being kind of crude and rude. So I'm used to this shit. This is average SkyTrain riding material. So I sit down, and after about a couple of minutes, the one chick, the blonde one, basically goes, "Look, we're not interested. Just go away."
And good on them. Good on them.
No, he snaps. He basically starts going, "Oh, it's because I'm a Native Indian, right?
Oh, God.
You're basically a bunch of fucking racist bitches, blah, 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 blah." I start beaking off at them, and finally, I, like, think, okay, this is getting a little too far. I mean, there's, like, a mother with a couple of kids. One's, like, a little girl. One's a little boy that basically are just way too young to be hearing this shit. So I get up and I go over and say, "Look, hey, why don't you just calm it down? You know, I mean, nobody needs to hear this stuff. She doesn't want to have her kids hear this stuff. These girls don't want to hear this stuff. Nobody wants to hear this stuff. Why don't you just calm it down? Oh, what the fuck is it yours, you bad fucking motherfucker?" Blah, 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 blah. Beak, 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 beak. Goes on for like a couple of minutes, and I'm like, that's nice. As long as he's paying attention to me, he's leaving everybody else alone. And I'm trying to just calm him down. I'm saying, "Look, why don't you take a seat?" And this, like, sets this guy off, right, for some reason. "Oh, you want me to fucking sit down? Why don't you fucking make me? I'll fucking kick your ass." I'm like, "Okay, look, I don't want to fight you. I just basically want you to just calm down, right? You fucking son of a bitch, I'll fucking cut your fucking throat." He points to the girls. "I'll cut their fucking throat." He points to the mother and the kids because they're, like, the only people that are sitting next to him. Everybody else has moved away from this fucking asshole over the course of a couple of stops. And he's like, he says this, and he shoves his hand towards his pocket. I'm thinking, no fucking way am I going to let him take a knife out if he actually has one.
Yep.
So I basically grabbed his arm, pulled him towards me, put my leg out, tripped him over me, put him down on the ground. I managed to get him shoved right up against a pole that's in the middle of the train so he can move his left arm. Pull his arm behind his right arm behind his back, and I just kind of kneel on him. He starts screaming and yelling. I yell for somebody to push the emergency button to get SkyTrain security. They tell me I have to hold this guy for two stops.
What?
Yes. They don't stop the train. They just keep us going so they get us closer to the security.
Well, I guess if the security is two stops away,
it kind of makes sense, but still, I was a little annoyed with that, so I'm laying on this guy, and he's basically going on, you know, yelling, screaming, everything, and I'm starting to turn it into a joke. He's like, you know, "I'm going to fucking kill you," and I'm like, "Oh, that's nice. We'll make a date of it. You know, you bring a knife, I'll bring flowers. It'll be wonderful." Now I'm starting to get people on the train laughing. Finally, after about a stop and a half, I get somebody who offers to help me, which at which point I'm thinking, why? You know, I'm kind of annoyed with it. This guy's not struggling enough to actually make it a fight. And so he's like, "Hey, do you want a hand?" And I'm like, no, the only thing strong about this guy is his smell and laugh from the entire train, which, you know, has got to make the sleaze bucket on the ground feel good. It's turned into a comedy routine as I'm holding him down here now. So transit gets on. I'd already patted the guy down, and he had a bulge in his right pocket, his left pocket. His wallet was in his back right pocket. So I tell this to the transit. They check him out. Sure enough, in his right pocket, he's got a knife. In his left pocket, he's got a couple of syringes. And, you ready for this? A dime bag. Yes. They booked him for possession. Bye.
Excellent.
Well, I'm like, "Do you need me to, like, come with you, fill out any forms or anything?" They're like, nope. They didn't even make me get off the train. They started it back up. They had a security guy stay there with me, took down my information. He got off at the next stop. And then I had a couple of the people that were on the train come up and talk to me. I had one woman who apparently she works for social services, and she does the crisis management down in her office. I did it perfectly, which was like, yeah, okay, thank you, whatever. Then I had the two girls who basically said, and I love this, So what do you do for a living? You're like into martial arts? You a bouncer or something? I said, no, I'm a security guard. And then she said a line I'm going to love forever. Really? You're too cool to be a security guard. And I'm like, thank you.
And if you were 5 years older, I'd let you thank me in person.
Yes, exactly. then came the kicker. I was talking to the mother and the kids.
This is fucking sweet.
This is the sweetest thing I have ever heard. Before they got off the train, the little girl said, "Thank you for karateing the bad mouth man."
Ah, that's awesome.
That was it. That was my perfect week. Nothing could go wrong after that.
Emperor Chang says, Dak, protector of the weak, scourge of the dumb fuck.
That's right. Karate chopping bad men everywhere.
That's it. I'm karateing the bad mouth man everywhere.
That's so awesome.
All you bad mouth men, be aware. And one day you may look behind you and you see the fat man, and he will karate you to whatever god you may wish. That's fucking mighty.
I loved it.
Why does this always happen to you, man? I never have that shit happen to me.
It's God's will. You will kill them.
I wouldn't kill them. He'd leave the train, though.
The next, basically, yesterday, I get on the SkyTrain. I basically get off the bus, I go to get on the SkyTrain right at Joy Station again, which is where this is, and there's like the cops there, and they've got this guy down on the ground. And as I walk up, I'm kind of like watching what's going on here, because this is going to make me late, make me miss my bus. The two of the transit police that are basically there look up, see me come, and they're like, hey, how you doing? They're the same guys that I dealt with the other day. They're like, you missed this one. You know, I'm like, great, now I'm known to people.
You're fucking Wolver Judge Desbo, man. You can't turn that shit down. You're a superhero.
You know, they got videos of this shit. They're probably in their rooms laughing their asses.
Archived Dak fight.
That was actually in the train, so no one actually saw me fighting, but they did see him getting carried off.
Excellent. But you got witnesses, so that they'll relive that in their minds forever.
Yes, 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 it was. It was fun. Actually, like I said, it wasn't really a fight. This guy could not have weighed, like, probably maybe like 110 pounds, if that, and I'm not exaggerating.
That's including the knife and then the syringes, right?
How tall was this guy?
What? How tall was this guy? Maybe like 5'10".
Oh, so you're saying that I would have had no problem folding this fucker in half.
He was, okay, I am not making this up. Have you ever seen a bone rail junkie?
Oh, yeah.
This is what we're talking about.
Oh, my, oh, man, that's so bad. Like, that's fully don't get blood on you, you know what I mean?
No, no kidding, yeah.
That's where you kick him a lot because you're wearing boots, you know?
Well, you know what the first thing I did when I got home was?
Wash your fucking hands with bleach?
A long fucking shower because I'm thinking, oh, great, fucking scabies or whatever the fuck he's... You know,
I mean, I would have cut that fucker's head off right there just because of that fact. You know?
No, no, no. What are you talking about? Then you get the blood everywhere. Do you know? Yeah, that's right. You basically you do it clean.
What a fucking bag of shit.
Beat him to death with a shovel.
Yeah, at arm's length with a shovel.
Yeah, no kidding. The shovel, the ultimate deterrent for junkies. You should have a shovel, man. They won't let you carry a mag light anymore. Nah, just at the construction site.
I'm just scooping up crap, dog crap.
Oh, ain't it the truth?
Of course he's not wearing them diapers again.
Oh, my God, you know.
So I'm going to go because I've been on the phone here for about 10 minutes, and they basically scream at me if they call in, and I'm basically on the phone for too long.
Right.
Basically.
Yep. Basically.
Yep. So it was nice talking to you all, and hopefully I should be able to come back soon. I don't know when.
Well, we got the What the Hell marathons for sure. I'm sure you've got some time off during the day, the 26 hours.
Okay, what are we talking about?
At least drop in. You haven't been here for a while. Yeah, there's a 26-hour What the Hell marathon on Canada Day.
On the 1st?
On the 1st at 9.
I will try to fucking be there for the whole 26 hours.
Really? That's awesome. 9 p.m. that night till 11 p.m. when the show normally ends the next day.
I'm going to try and do it because we're talking about, hey, it's What the Hell.
That's right, and we're going to have stacked to the ceiling. To the ceiling, Dr. Pepper.
Not only that, but we're probably going to replay live, and this is for everyone in the IRC, we're going to play that interview again.
That interview was so mighty, I'm going to rip it, especially for next week.
I went fucking righteous on this guy, man. God entered my body, and I tore this fucking guy's head. What a... Oh, don't get me started.
Have, like, what, problems against masturbation?
Oh, not just problems. We'll fill you in later. These people have heard all about it on the internet, so we're not going to get into it again.
We won't torment our listeners with any more bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Just think, to the extreme measures this guy wants to go, okay?
What the fuck?
Just amazing. So,
it's okay, Desmond. I put it in, baby.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Sean said everything that needed to be said to this asshole. So thanks for phoning in.
No problem.
Very cool to hear you again on the radio.
All I have to say is, what the hell?
Attaboy.
All right. That was Dak.
Yeah, he's been
very, very
like
cool.
Dumb.
Oh, yeah, he's been working straight, hasn't he?
Like, yeah, he's been working straight fucking 24-7 because he's working for the man, not the fucking man.
The man.
The man, and he's
who
fucking fighting the war. But that's what I mean. That's what it takes And that's what cult needs. You know, we need people to stand up, you know, because there's a whole bunch of people on that train who didn't stand up.
That's right.
There are no victims.
Well, they probably couldn't, really.
No more victims in
cult. That's right. No more victims. And this is somebody else who's phoning in. Hi, you're live on What the Hell. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Nixter.
Love that, Nixter. How you doing, baby?
Pretty good.
Excellent. So what is happening in your hemisphere?
Well, some changes on the Prophet site.
Yeah, I've been looking at that. Looking great, man.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I just put up the archives, which is on the top right, and that brings you back all the way from the start of it.
Excellent. Very important that people can look back in the news.
We have to set it up. Sim's going to give me a hand so I can set it up so it's Prophet... thecult.org.
Yeah, prophetthecult.org, all the rest of them, gargoylethecult.org, so everyone can do that.
Yep.
Everyone who's setting up the pages, just to refresh me, email me, seankay@thecult.org. Let me know your IP addresses and whatever is required.
Yeah.
So that I can, me and Sim can set it up.
Yeah, I don't know if you got that, Sean, but I have a server set running on my computer now, so I have an IP that I can redirect if you guys don't want to do that or whatever.
Oh, no problem. We got it all set up.
Yeah, set her up, baby. Just email me whatever pertinent, just in point form, man. And I'll fucking, me and Sim will sort it out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then there's also a Prophet Art section there. I put up the cult flash, like the one that I had made for the...
And a well one, and that still kicks ass.
Oh, yeah.
It's just on the Prophet site because it's Prophet stuff.
That's right. Anything that's related, right?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Keep it all together so people have a repository just to go to right there.
Just in case the cult page ever gets taken down.
You got backup.
Now we got backup pages, and they'll never take it down now, man. It's everywhere.
It'll spread. And we'll get mirrors, whatever.
Atomic bomb, fuck you. Nothing can stop us now.
And then there's also a What the Hell flash little link on the site right underneath all that on the right.
Right. You wanna... Perfect. I want to check that out for sure.
You're the man.
I need to know if it works, too.
you haven't tested it.
And maybe it even works. Wow.
Well, even if it says something, that's cool.
And it says the time of the show at the top because I didn't want the flash. It's only 6 kilobytes for that whole thing. So
that's not bad.
That's really small.
It is small. So what, have you been listening to the show tonight?
Yes. That guy is pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy.
You talking about me or the fucking hell guy?
Not you. I mean, yeah, I got a little upset there, but, you know, it's okay.
It's okay. Anger is natural.
You know, you shouldn't put kids in jail. That's just dumb. Because, like, you know, then they'll get anal raped and all that other stuff, and then they'll be really in deep shit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, nothing worse than getting hoop slammed by a large bubba guy.
Never mind the prison overcrowding already.
Learn more than masturbation in jail.
Let's make it 2 out of every 10 Americans in jail. Why not?
Crank it up. Yep.
You know,
it's an industry. Might as well run with it. I'm sure the prison industry is loving these guys, eh?
Yep,
oh,
yep.
Yeah, throw everyone in jail.
Okay. Have more job openings.
People, you know, fresh meat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fresh bombing.
Well, I mean, they got 10% of their population in prison now.
So.
Why not try for 20, 25%?
Yeah, at least.
Okay, anything else to add, or we can let some people phone in?
Yeah, I'll let some people phone in. Just wanted to update you on that.
Excellent.
You are doing an amazing job, Nixter. You are the fucking goods, buddy.
I was thinking of just making a flash intro. Anyone can email me. The when you go to the site, you can email me. My email's posted in the archives, and it's also on the cult site when you type in the Nixter.
Nixter is a flash whore. Email him.
You can you can post your art either site. You can send it to me, and I'll host it from my server and all this other stuff. So if the submission thing doesn't work for you or whatever, and I got a section with me and Fork on there for our little wallpapers, you know, just to get some, you know, art stuff going, other than new, you know, cult art.
That's right, because that's what Prophets are about, inventive
right.
And artfulness and all that, right?
Yeah, I got the link for the cult radio there, too, so if anyone wants to send sound files to Smokehouse.
Right.
Smokehouse. If anyone wants to send sound files to him, he can put it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Attaboy. Okay, well, say what the hell, man.
What the hell, man.
No, literally.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Love that Nixter, man.
Look what you're doing. You're like killing the server here. Jesus.
Job weekend.
Going crazy. He's kicking dogs. What are you doing?
Kicking dogs. Kicking owl.
Spanky's tight. Spanky's tight.
Fucking Spanky.
So the phone lines are open now. All those people that know the number off by heart. It's 1-877-SAY-RANT.
Call in.
Call in often.
Call in. Tell us what you thought of that wonderful interview, whether or not we should archive that and put that in
fucking
rotation.
Tell us what you're doing for Cult. Tell us what you had to eat this morning.
Tell us your breakfast cereal.
Tell us how many times you masturbated today. Piss Al off.
Yeah, piss off Al.
Tell us how blind you are.
Yeah, I got big fucking thick glasses on. What about Mike Easton?
But I'm happy.
I'm a smiling blind
happy,
guy.
Happy blind guy.
Look at Ray Charles. That guy probably never had a bad day in his life.
Bought contacts. I'm hiding from the law.
You got the right one, baby. You know, holy shit.
Just crazy. So, yeah.
Oh, another phone call.
Another phone call.
That's what it's about. It's about the people. Who is it?
Reach out.
It's all about the people, baby.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
Hi, this is Nomad316.
Nomad316.
Hey.
I think it's your first time calling in, isn't it?
Second time.
Excellent. So what do you have to say? What do you think about things?
Well, I just wanted to throw a quick plug in. If anybody is listening is from Wisconsin or the general area and is going to Summerfest, if they could ICQ me, 873-8592, I'll send them a Cult flyer if they want to hand them out with me.
That's right, because he's got the Summerfest. This is awesome. Nomad 316 is going to Summerfest in Wisconsin. And this crazy son of a bitch is making up Cult flyers and is going to be handing them out at fucking Summerfest. That's,
holy crap. That's awesome.
That's hardcore Mighty. With a K, man. You fucking slay ass.
I don't really fucking care if I get that. I'm just going to fucking throw them all over the place.
Atta boy.
Throw some on stage, too.
All right.
It'll be a good one, baby. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
All right. That is the thing to do.
Spread
the virus, crop duster, do them war style, yeah. Flying down from the heavens.
Sean K.
What's
loves
this?
You.
Sean K. loves you. He's welcoming you with open arms.
I've talked about this with Jesus.
Jesus said it's A-okay.
Well, me and Jesus had a talk.
And he said, go with it, Sean. Go with,
go with it. Well, Jesus is talking with me, and he's telling me to fucking
masturbate every day. Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo from Alaska.
Mr. Echo, our MIRC psycho. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent.
Anyway.
So it's still the fact that you can't come down for the festivities next week, eh?
There might be a slim chance.
Coming down to the wire.
Don't go AWOL, man.
Oh, man, it's going to come down to the wire, if anything.
Well, you just let us know when that plane's getting in. We'll be there.
Raj, I hear you, man.
Well, we'll pick you up. No problem. No problem. So what do you got to say, buddy?
Hey, just let the cult members know. I got the cult script going.
Yeah, notice that.
Yes. I'm trying to get people into IRC more.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Well, it's looking pretty cool. A lot more people during the week are dropping into the IRC channel. And usually there's some cult members there, so if you want to drop in and chat with other cult members or people interested in Rant Radio, there's always people there now.
Yeah,
which is very cool. And you've helped a lot with that, with putting the bots there and making it look like there's some people there to chat with, and there is. And it's very, very cool.
It's very, very, very cool.
It's like an open discussion group that you can just turn to and see what's happening.
And not only that, but we finally installed MIRC at my house, finally.
Where can we download it?
So, what, MIRC?
No, where can we download the script?
Oh, where can we download the cult script?
Mr. Echo's on. Yeah, tell us, Mr. Echo.
Yes, just ask me on MIRC or ICQ me or whatever. I'll get it to you.
Right on.
Excellent.
Should probably post that sucker on MIRCX or Excalibur.
Yeah, they've got depositories there.
Big-ass archive, yeah. Just
excellent.
Any script and ratings for it.
And you can just search for cult or whatever.
Okay.
What should I be logging into the MIRC as? Is there Mr. Echo?
Say again?
What should I be logging into the MIRC as?
Who's this?
This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Fucking whatever the hell you want, man.
Okay. I was just wondering because you have like all these title scripts and everything running around. So I'll just log in as Sean KTFM then. Good enough.
I'll have it auto off you also.
Yeah, I'm a full MIRC newbie, eh? Like, I don't fuck around with it at all. So.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, cool. Good enough.
So thank you very much for that.
Oh, yes.
Anything else to say?
Nope, really.
Okay, hang tight, spread the virus.
Yep,
so
what the hell, yeah.
What the hell?
Hey, what the hell, man?
All right.
Attaboy. Echo's in a fucking
boatload
of work.
So, Flamepunk was trying to send me something, cult.jpg, if he could send that again, because he gave up on it or something. So send that again. It's better to email me. info@rantradio.com because I'm not always looking.
Or you can email me, SeanK@thecult.org.
That's
if you've
right.
got cult stuff, it's better. You can send it either place. It's going to wind up over here anyway.
Yeah, I don't really put cult stuff up on Rant Radio too much. But
yeah.
It's better to email cult stuff to Sean and Rant Radio stuff to me.
And there's actually an automatic archive media wizard where you can upload it to the page yourself for everyone
right.
to see at www.thecult.org,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty amazing. Looks like the coats are going to be getting made this week. Yes. I have to get
really?
The images digitized. Yeah, we it's going to start. Basically, I'm shelling out fucking $600 of my own cash. Can you believe that shit?
Wow.
How fucking crazy am I, eh? Isn't this against the rules? I mean,
Holy
I started
crazy.
A cult. Isn't everybody else supposed to spend money, not the cult leader?
I think that's the way it usually works, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, well. Trust me to break the rules.
The key word is tithe.
Tithe. 10%, huh?
I'm not going to ask anybody for fucking money until they know what they're spending it on. Forget it.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
Hey, mate. This is Prophet Spidey.
Hey, Prophet Spidey. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good here. A little hot.
What's that?
It's very, very hot in this
room.
Oh,
you know, it's all the intense, you know.
Well, yeah, that helped.
You know, it'll do it.
That helped it out, Sean, like, increasing the temperature by 10 degrees in here by yelling.
No doubt it is. That's probably glowing pretty bad, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, it's still a little bit red there.
I'm
He's
fucking,
calming down.
I'm still pissed off.
Do.
What?
Turn off the lights and see what it'll do.
Turn off the lights. No. I don't think so.
But, so
this
what?
This is my theory, okay? Now, he doesn't want anyone jacking off, right? Which, well, I was kind of, you know, I was cleaning up while he was talking. That's kind of ironic. Anyway, the thing is, okay, I don't think he wants people to jack off because, you know, the more people that, you know, can physically get laid, then he has more of a chance of getting laid himself because, you know, I think, you know, probably got some really bad problems. I mean, he's got, you know, no social shit if he's against masturbation. Like, maybe he doesn't even have a dick. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's just...
I think he needs
to change.
He can't
get it up, maybe.
I think that's what it is. He's like, no one else can whack it off, so damn
Wait.
It, I can't do it. So see, this is what I'm thinking.
You know what? He's in Texas.
Is he in Texas?
Yeah, and you know who else is in Texas?
Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny's in Texas.
Oh.
We should send Gloom Bunny down to talk to Americans for Purity.
Yeah, Gloom Bunny will have
Somebody
her way with
get
them.
Get a hold of
oh, yeah.
Gloom Bunny.
Your anti-jack-off little attitude goodbye. Anyways, so yeah, see, that's my little theory is, see, I don't think he can get any. So I think that, you know, if he's completely anti-masturbation, then, you know, everyone's going to be like, oh, well, I better get laid, right? So they'll eventually, you know, flock to him. And that's the only way he's ever going to get any.
That's a
right.
solid theory.
That's a very solid
it is,
theory.
Man. So I'm telling you.
That's a very solid theory. All right, buddy, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
All right, say what the hell.
Yeah, what the hell, guys, what the hell.
So
all right.
Deep down, we've come to the conclusion he's basically a victim of chafing.
Chafing?
Yeah.
Chafing. Chafing?
And I think we've inadvertently hit upon the solution here in Gloom Bunny, since she shops at S-Mart.
Yes, Gloom Bunny does shop
yes,
at
she
S-Mart.
Does.
Gloom Bunny, God,
this is
we
my
miss
boomstick.
You. We miss you, Gloom Bunny, so much.
She hasn't
Holy
been
God.
Around in such
and
a
you know
long
what?
Time.
She would make a fucking flyby. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
She'd show up at the fucking church with her fucking shirt off and gun tape on her tits. She'd be fucking great.
I am Gloom Bunny.
I'm Gloom Bunny. Ah, come cut my clitoris off. I'll kill you. That'd be great. She'd be fucking, that's a sexy bitch right there, man. Oh, man. That'd be great. You can see Gloom Bunny's tits on www.rantradio.com.
Under listeners, what the hell? Faithful listeners.
Well, send Gloom Bunny. Gloom Bunny, go forth, my child. Go forth, my Cenobite one. Skip will go with ya.
Yep.
Cenobites against fucking Americans for Purity. Yes, somebody do it. Somebody do a JPEG for that, will
so
ya?
If you don't know, we did, Sean and I went crazy this past couple days
yeah.
doing nutty rants.
Other than 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, we did. And we did about 14 rants, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Total. New rants. We wiped the slate clean, off the rotation, all new rants on rotation now.
Because it
and
really
we added,
sucks to, that you guys have to listen to
and
all
I added
my old shit.
Like about 6 more hours of music into the rotation. I'm adding a bunch more.
Nice.
It's very, very nice. So you're not sick of all that old music.
And that new intro sim did, eh? How
oh,
about that fucking thing?
Can you feel... Can you feel the shovel hitting your head?
Sim and Unnerved were out here working on that thing forever, man.
Yeah, it took about a half an hour just for the sound of the shovel. We took a real shovel. This is a real shovel sound that I made. So So we're going to play another one.
Right, and the neighbor's nuts for you.
Oh, yeah. Panging until pang, pang, pang.
What 12 the o'clock, fuck 12:30. Are you doing? Shut up. Go back inside. Cut your fucking head off.
12:30 at night, panging shovels.
It's the good
stuff.
Well, I was unnerved's head all fucked up. I had to get the sound just right.
Just right.
Okay, which one do we want to hear? Then,
what else is on there? I don't know.
We got Lars, Bad Support, Metals, Realistic Time Management. Sean Goes Mental.
Realistic Time. Sean Goes Mental. What's that one about?
I don't know. You go mental.
Do I?
Is that Skinny Chicks, Speeding, Stupid Girls, Sunglasses, Survivor, What's the Point, and You Got the Power?
Let's go with You Got the Power and maybe Sunglasses.
Okay. Here's two of them. Sean K, You Got the Power and Sunglasses on What the Hell on
what
Rant
the hell?
Radio.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
How are you feeling today? Feeling kind of helpless? Feeling like you're kind of lost? Feeling like a little leaf, you know, that's spinning around a big fucking turbine you can't stop no matter what you do? You got that feeling? You know, that good kind of holy shit, my life is shit kind of a feeling? You know that way you want to feel and you'd love to fight back? You know that I want to fight back, but I'm afraid to. I want to fight back, but I'd lose my job. I'd love to go get fucking cooked right now, but I can't because I'd lose my job because they piss test me at my job because I'm a wage slave at my job. All this shit happens because of your fucking job. Well, I don't think you should quit your job, because you know what? You gotta eat. You gotta buy clothes. You gotta look after your fucking family. But you can fight back. Little ways. Little ways you can fight back. You know there's ways you can fight back. The best way you can fight back is to be free, open-minded, thinking, and listening to Rant Radio. Do you realize just by listening to Rant Radio, you're turning your back on other media? By listening to Rant Radio, you are saying, fuck you, modern media world. Fuck you, friends. Fuck you, Hollywood Squares. I don't have time for that shit. I'd rather turn into something else. I'd like to tune into something that's pirate. I'd like to lend my fucking listening to sport to an organization that really believes in what it's about. I'd like to lend my organization to cult. That's why I'm a cult member. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is all about the evolution of the people. This is about evolution of us all. We can all just fight back a little bit. You don't have to go fucking rapidly vague and start spray painting shit on walls and throwing your own feces at fucking political figures. You don't need to do that shit, but what you can do is fight back in your own way. You know how you can fight back. You know how you can stop these assholes. And it's all about you at this stage. You're the one with the power for the first time in your fucking life. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
So I'm walking through this consumer concentration camp they call a mall, and I walk by and there's a store called the Sunglass Hut. And I walk into that Sunglass Hut and I'm thinking about something, you know, since, well, the corporation's all burning the fucking ozone layer off, I'm going to need something to stop my eyes from shriveling up and falling out of my fucking head. So I go and I find a decent pair of sunglasses in there, and you know what I do? I look at the price on those sunglasses. You know what the price is? It's $400 for a pair of Oakley Romeos. What the fuck costs $400 on a pair of Oakley Romeos, huh? What costs that much money? Oh, well, I suppose it's really good quality. I suppose they're really nice. I mean, that's consumer nuclear protection. Holy shit, how incredibly consumer programmed are we that we can actually rationalize spending more than $50 on a pair of sunglasses? And the minute you realize that, once you realize that, you look around a mall. You look around at cars. You look at all these tribal fucking feathers that you put in your cap, and what are they worth? What are they really worth? They're worth like what? A Mercedes doesn't cost that much to produce. Maybe a little bit more than a Japanese car, but not by much, so why are you paying the extra guy? Well, it's the quality. Bullshit. It's got nothing to do with quality. It's got to do with your fucking status, man. It's just like what they used to say in Amway. Buying things you can't afford to impress people you don't even fucking like, okay? So why are you going for the status? Why are you paying that much money? Makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense. You have no reason to do this. There's no reason. So why are you doing it? Why? Because your television programmed you to. It's not your fault. You are a victim. But now you know, so you have no excuse to be a victim. Oh, well, you know, what would people say? To care what other people think is to be controlled by them. I believe Voltaire said that. You might want to listen to the fucking guy. He might have been on to something, but of course you don't.
don't hear about this at school. The schools don't give a shit either. They want to have consumer education classes. They're teaching me a good little fucking consumer. Eat, fuck, shit, consume, die. That's your fucking life. That's what you are. You cattle, you cow, you sheep, you fucking farm animal. You're going to have the little hormone pills? You're going to eat your beef? Are you going to do that? Or you're just going to say, fuck this, I'm storming the wire. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Ah! Wow. Ah! Independent thought. What a concept.
What a fucking concept. Yeah, fuck that. I am storming the wire.
Gotta love Static X for good background music.
Oh, fuck. Static X slays ass. I can't wait. They've only got the one album, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
I mean,
like their premiere album.
I think they exploded.
Like, wow. Yeah, they exploded.
I'm
going
to do my hair like that fucking guy, you know?
Oh, yeah. If you've ever seen him on the video,
I think
wow.
I'm
going to
get a fucking arm tattoo like from that movie Romper Stomper. Big skeletal fucking arm. I'll do my hair like that, and I'll get my shovel, and I'll just start walking with robes on, these big, like, Moses-style robes, and I'll start walking to Texas. And by the time
Where
I show up, by the time I show up, I will have a crowd of people with shovels behind me. And you won't be able to stop it. It'll be like the fucking Frankenstein, you know? Frankenstein got
Texas
taken out with shovels. Yes, he did.
And guns.
Texas and guns.
And whiskey. Oh,
God. Well, it's almost 11 o'clock here.
Almost.
Jesus.
So, you know, next week, it's going to be brutal.
It's going to be the meat next week.
Oh, boy.
Well, how are we going to be happy from sleep deprivation at the end of it?
Oh, hour 26.
I'm fucking gunned, man. I'm going to go.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to be crazy. I'm going to be fucking madman.
So, anybody
by
wants to drop
hour
by?
Hour 26, we'll be jerking off into our own feces.
That's right.
I'll be like, oh, my God. We should. We're going to be playing that promo again. So if you like that promo and you're like, oh, you guys got to tune in next week. We'll be playing it during the show next week so you
yep.
can hear that glorious fucking promo. That promo. It wasn't
not
a promo.
Promo.
It's a fucking shit-kicking. It's a good thing that guy wasn't in the room, man. I'm here to tell you, if that had been a real live interview, I would have fucking beat the shit out of that guy. I swear to God, man. I just about started chewing on the phone for fuck's sakes, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was so mad. Holy shit.
Wow.
You know, and people get pissed off at you for that now. You know, oh, you're not allowed to get mad. Oh, you're way out of control. You know, if you get mad, you're not allowed to get mad
at anyone.
You
can't get mad at anyone.
You know,
it's nice.
You know, and that's not really professional. And fuck that, man. I mean, how fucked up do things have to be before you'll say, wait, stop, where mm-hmm. is my shovel? You know?
That's right.
How far has it got to go before you say, no, 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 no. You're all fucked up like February. You're a giant soup sandwich. Get the fuck away from me. Get out of here, you freak. You fucking fascist. And I'm not the first one. Everybody's calling him a Nazi. Well, you know, everybody calls us Nazis, but we're really not, you know.
We just want to put everyone in jail.
We just want Jews to wear stars, that's all.
That's all?
That's all. Nice
mustache.
Just
identify them.
Nice mustache. Duck your head. Bang! Fuck. A little late on that one there, Al.
Oh, brutal.
Oh, my God.
So, we're all spent, so...
I could. I'll just be mad. I could be, like, sleep-deprived. On Sunday, you'll go, ow. And I'll be, ah! Fuck! I'm back up again. I'm like one of those perpetual motion machines. You know, you press the little bird and he keeps drinking? Well, I'm like that bird, only I'm headbutting a stage. And I'll just keep going until the stage breaks because my face will be all bloody and I'll be like... I'm like Jacob's Ladder on fucking Smack. I'll fucking God. I'm a giant zipper mask. Oh my God. Fuck.
Oh, is this like a steak tied to his ass?
I am sex machine. I am the fucking barracuda on shore, evolving as I can climb towards my nearest victim. Holy cow! I swear to God.
But it's over.
But it's over now.
It's
so,
over now. Tune in next week.
But if you liked it.
You like to tell your friends, because...
There's
yeah,
20 fucking 6 hours of this bitch
oh,
coming
yeah.
downrange. I think I've damaged this microphone. I've been grabbing it really hard.
It's been bent that way.
Oh, is it?
Before. Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, this is why
as long as I can still hear you. Give you the damaged mic in case it does break. You won't break a good one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I should get my own mic. One of those really meaty ones you can kick around the fucking stage. You're really good.
So, the people in the IRC... Who have hung on this long?
There was
Thank
more,
you very
but
much.
They, a couple of them bailed out there.
They ran away.
Mr. Echo, Asmodee, Decker, Format?
RR.
Format RR?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Decker into Integrity.
Integrity.
Integrity. Emperor Chang. Why does he have a plus? He's not in there.
He's been around forever.
That doesn't give him a plus. He's not in the cult. Echo, deal with it. F.T. Rooster. Gargle
Apoc. He's the most cynical bastard on the planet.
Yeah, he almost gets a plus, but he's not in the cult. Gargle Apoc, Gargle Atom, Gargle Josh K. Nomads, we've got 316, Buck X, and Street Preacher. For Profits, we've got Nixter, Fork, Caleb, Smokehouse, Erstor, and Zipper. Ronan, Zipper. Zipper, I can't see the rest of it.
It's probably, oh, fuck, there's 55 members now. It's
not Zipper
like,
something.
It's not like I, you know, I...
Vampire I,
Zipper,
Fiston.
Zipper Boy, I think. Zipper Boy or Zipper
it's Head. It's Fiston. Fiston is in our, is in cult now.
Yeah, Ronan. Ronan Fiston. Fiston in your face.
Vampire Fiston now.
Oh, Vampire, sorry. Yeah, that's yeah, no, yeah, he was a vampire.
Okay.
That's my mistake.
And Z-Z-Z-Z Prophet, and they've gone to sleep, so I can't read that. Kendra, is Kendra in cult?
No, Kendra has not joined. I really want her to join, but she won't join.
Kendra, you don't get a plus. Brian from Geek Nick, thank you for listening again. Demet and Ellis from Geek News, thank you for listening.
Ellis is the bomb, man.
Oh, yeah.
And Geek News is the fucking page.
It's awesome.
He's got an awesome page. Go check it out.
Good stories.
It's a storming page. We might actually go over his page next Sunday.
Sure.
During the show, we'll talk about some of the shit that's on his page.
Sure. Because regularly get stuff
you know,
from his page,
too. And just, I'd like to say, Ellis, you know, you've been running your page for quite some time. And as a matter of fact, your page was one of the pages that actually inspired me to run Cult.
Mm-hmm.
The way I have, you know, because I love those kinds of pages. They're
amazing.
Oh,
yeah, the little snippet stories that
they're awesome.
People that put in the effort to look around the internet for all these stories
and
that you wouldn't have time for.
Hear about.
Yeah. And Ellis, I got to say, man, like your stories kick ass, and I hope one day that my stories and my content are as good as yours. I really do. You're really fucking awesome, man.
And what else do we have? Emperor Chang. Oh, he's out of there. Oh, I already said his name. But he's out of the pluses. Thank you, Mr. Echo. Farble, Flavor BC. Are you actually from BC? Gonzo, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, Zombie.
Faithful one.
Marvy, Matt the Rat. Ofidofi, Forensic. Platinum Dragon, Test Rider. And, oh, there's Kendra out of the pluses. Thank you. And thank you all for listening in this week. Listen in next week. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. We're going to go around the room and hear.
Okay.
Small crowd, but always good.
It's been a good show. It's probably been one of the best shows in a while.
Fucking amazing.
It's been an amazing show. So going around the room, starting with 200% sex eye, projectile, vomit. Man, the videotape thing is flashing. Is that normal?
That's okay.
Okay. That's the sound
juicy
he makes when he jerks off.
Juicy. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then we have Nomad Unnerved.
Take it easy. See ya. Out.
And then there's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, take it any way you can get it. And jerk off while you're doing it. And fucking put an envelope and send it to Al. Fuck.
Get his mailing address.
His mailing address on his page. Don't subscribe him to any magazines. Don't do that. Don't. Do that.
Don't sign them up.
Don't sign up for magazines.
No porn lists.
Don't mail them. Don't put them on any phone lists. Don't do it. You know, it's his right to be a fucking pinhead. It's totally his right.
Pinhead is the term you used for him a lot. Yeah.
Well, I swear, you know, it was all I could do not to utter threats, because that's illegal. You're not allowed to utter threats.
Yeah,
no.
You have to keep in mind that everybody has this fundamental right to
voice
their opinion.
Yeah, he does.
For their fucked up opinions.
I totally think that...
No matter how fucked up and out in left field it is.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got his right. He's got his right. The minute he puts one of my fucking boys in jail, though, all bets are off.
Yeah, it's over.
Because the skies will grow dark, and I will fucking come down like some mighty thing from
space. It'll be a pang from a steam shovel.
Have you seen Akira? I've seen Akira. I swear to God. I will have a big red fucking pill on my back. Holy shit!
Because the outro is so weak, I'm not going to even play it anymore. I'm going to make one this week for the outro. Because it really sucks.
All right, play another rant then, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to play another rant, so we're just going to sign off here. This is What the Hell? Until next week, until the 26-hour marathon, tell everyone you know.
Holy
and I'm
fuck.
Sure you'll be able to tune in for a good portion. It's a Saturday, and it's a Sunday.
And it'll kick ass.
It'll kick ass.
Fuck ass!
Fuck ass! And here's Sean going mental.
Again.
Again.
And again.
Sean going mental, and then we are out of here. 6 days.
25.
5 days. 22 hours. 5 days. Saturday, July 1st, 9 p.m.
Be here.
Remember that. I will ICQ you. If you want to get on
the
ICQ
list. What the hell else are you going to do with your weekends?
That's
sleep?
Right. Jeez.
Join cult today. Be a member today or be dismembered tomorrow.
That's right. ICQ me.
If you have a chance to get laid, go for that. Then come back and listen to us afterwards.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's more important.
Turn off real loud while you get laid.
Or listen to what the hell and jerk off.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's good. ICQ 51558 if you want to be reminded of the show every week. And I'll remind you next week early because you'll forget. So here's Sean going insane. Until then, 5 days, 22 hours.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
People are coming up to me and they're wondering who the fuck I am. Who the fuck are you, Sean Kennedy? What makes you think you're so fucking smart you can get on the Rant Radio? You're always just speaking up on Rant Radio. What makes you think you got the right to fucking talk to people? What makes you think you don't got the right to talk to people? I mean, really, you're sitting there in your fucking office right now. What doesn't give you the right to stand up on top of your desk and say, hey, what the fuck is going on? Nobody likes these neon lights. My eyes hurt like a motherfucker, and if I don't get a bigger goddamn monitor, I'm gonna kill somebody. That is what is going on. Think about it. I mean, I'm just talking about the truth here. That's all I say on Rant Radio. Why do you suppose it's been going strong for a year and a half? Because people like what I got to say. My name's Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man. What makes me the fucking man? Because I say I am. That's it. That's the only fucking thing. You're just as much as I am, so why not? Why not stand up for who the fuck you are? When people say, who do you think you are? I tell them who you think you are. I think I'm a fucking sociopath with a history of violence. Who the fuck do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You think you're a fucking victim? You think you're someone who's gonna control me? You think you're some kind of fucking collar restraint? What are you, yelling? Mean death? Fuck off! I've got no time for this shit. I've got no time for your bullshit. I've got no time for your fucking stupid little plans. And I'll hit you in the face with a shovel. Get the fuck away from me! My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.